Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two Black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanik.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. Long awaited return.
We are so back. It's been a very busy summer.
Listen, it has. We've been busy. I think we haven't even recorded since we see each other in person.
No, we haven't. It's crazy because I really feel like we had, I think because we had seen each other in person, I was like, oh yeah, no, we did an episode. I'm like, no, we just had a conversation. Like, we just hung out.
That will last us a month in our world, but the listeners are like,
like, that's my content. No, it's fine. I've been inconsistent here. I've been inconsistent on my other podcasts. It's hard. Summertime is weird because it's like, oh my God, like, yay, excitement. But actually, like, things just start happening. Like, I've been working so much lately. And also just like, I don't know. But then at the same time, if you ask me what I've done this summer, I'm like, I don't even fucking know. I feel like I've been very busy. I'm like very, I just know I feel very tired. Mm-hmm. And that like a lot has happened. And I'm just like, ugh. Like I'm ready to like go back to hibernation, actually. I'm kind of over summer.
Well, Sadiq already has her like blanket over her shoulders. So she's in fall mode already.
Listen.
Air conditioning blasting. I'm jealous.
Like I'm freezing. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I'm willing to exist. I'm sorry. I know there's people out there who are like, I love summer. I'm like, I do love summer, but by like summer for me is like when you go on vacation, it's like, oh my God, I'm having so much fun. But like the last day you're like, okay, I'm kind of ready to like go back to my life. I'm like,
oh, as I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I think, because I think I talked about this with people that used to be teachers and now they aren't. Mm-hmm. And like when you don't have a summer break, either as a student or a teacher, and you still have to like go about your life without a summer break, summer is not as hype as it used to be.
I mean, that's just being an adult. I feel like you know, I'd be a teacher. It's just like once you stop having summer breaks, it's like, oh, like I have to just keep going, like showing up. I can't just be like, oh, I'm going to stay up all night watching MTV and then I'm going to wake up at 11 and watch Maury and I'm going to like just fuck around on the computer and just like do nothing. I miss those days. I really took those days for granted.
You're literally describing my life. Listener, you don't know this, but Sanik, can you see what I'm holding in my hand?
Well, ooh, they're Arizona fruit snacks.
Yes, Arizona as in Arizona iced tea. You're describing my life right now. And you're also, I'm like sitting here like fully awake because I've been only awake several hours and I'm eating fruit snacks. So
that sounds lovely. I'm actually happy that you had to join me a bit later because I took a nap. I was very tired. I'm also on my period and like I am so tired on my period that I'm like, I just was like, oh, thank God. I was like, okay, I started the nap and I woke up at like 6:50. And then I saw you had texted me. I was like, oh, can you start at 7:30? And I was like, praise Jesus. I would sleep for another 30 minutes.
Yes.
And then I showed up and I was like, oh, I feel good.
Yes. I feel like sometimes one of us would be like, listen, I just got home. I need to shovel food into my mouth before I record. So it worked out today.
A nap is so beautiful. You know how in movies and like TV, they're really corny. And like after like a couple has sex and they're like, they're both like disheveled. And they're like, oh, I really needed that. That's how I feel when I take a nap. I wake up. I'm just like, I'm still also disheveled. I'm just like, oh, needed that. Uh-huh. I smoke a cigarette. I'm just like.
Listen, the way that like naps just be hitting. They just.
That shit. So I can't believe my nephew doesn't like them. I'm like, he's not a toddler. So he's just like, nope. Right. And I'm like, go to sleep. Like, you're exhausted. I can see your eye. You have dark circles around your eyes. You're so tired. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. Anyway, you know who I wouldn't sleep on?
Who?
Our listeners.
Exactly.
I never sleep on them. What do they got to say? Never.
Well, we've got our lovely break has really filled up our inbox. So we've got some lovely DMs. So I've either responded to you guys privately, or you all privately. If not, I will read them aloud now. Our first one is from Gavi, who says, listen, we're really unlocking our past things, so we're gonna have to work together about what the heck we were talking about.
Okay.
So we were at some point talking about periods, and we talked about periods just now, so mm-hmm. relatable.
Okay.
Your period talk unlocked this memory for me from high school. I also have endo. Ooh.
Oh, endo girly. Hey.
Community. For those that don't know, it's endometriosis.
Yes. And it's terrible. It's terrible.
And had been hospitalized on and off since middle school due to pain so severe I collapsed. Oh, Gavi.
Jeez, I'm bless sorry. You.
One day before classes started, I was hanging with some friends and one of their boyfriends. I dropped into a ball to ease the pain of a cramp and was like, ow, 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 that was a big one. And, or something like that. And this dude literally was like, oh, wah, wah, my period hurts. Wah, is it not that bad? So I whirled around and punched him in the face. I tried to also do a dick kick, but was blocked.
Damn, so I was hoping it would have got him in the nuts, but a punch in the face is pretty ouchy.
Yes. And Gabby says, but he was like, ow, what the fuck? I was like, wah, wah, does your face hurt?
Gabby was come like on. A punk rocker. She's like, who said I can't wear my Converse? Like, she was like one of those girls. Like, all right, Gabby.
Okay. We love to see it.
She was swinging, boy.
We also got a DM from Sabrina. Every time I read one of Sabrina's DMs, I'm like, ugh, jealous of your name. Okay. Sabrina says,
sorry, can I just interrupt you?
Yes.
When I do, someone says Sabrina, I do hear the little like the beginning of the theme song.
Oh, the point in the swirl and the sparkles. Yeah.
Yeah, I always hear like so yeah, uh-huh. Iconic name, Sabrina.
Yes.
After she's sick of people making references to that show about her name, but like it's iconic.
Okay, so Sabrina is like dedicated because Sabrina says, sending this message as I'm pulled over driving, listening to the episode, still at the beginning, but can't wait to get into it. Two things. Sabrina, shout out to you for the dedication of safely sending us this DM in the moment.
Thank you.
First thing, referring to Africa, quote unquote Africa. Sorry, there's quotes around it. Kenya's portrayal as having no tech/internet, that shit gets me heated too. I worked at Google in a group that made apps that, while they ultimately benefited Google by improving machine learning and AI, they were also gig economy apps where local Kenyans could download the app on their phone and earn money in real time for helping mm-hmm. out with mapping or data collection. That happens in a lot of fucking countries and it's really fucked
uh-huh.
up.
Yeah. They even had what's it called? I wrote like a small paper about this in grad school. It's like something Pensa. It's like some sort of mm-hmm. app from Kenya that was like, I think it was almost like Apple Pay before Apple Pay was like a thing. Mm-hmm. They had that with smartphones mm-hmm. in Kenya. Sabrina might know what I'm talking about because mm-hmm. she did work in that space.
Sabrina says, nothing dangerous or personal, just to take pictures of this field. Is this door still open? Take 10 pictures of a desk, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries, even especially outside the Western world, have really streamlined this. It happens in China as well. Have really streamlined using tech for really practical and helpful ways, i.e. Lauren's tax paying / digital banking. I was talking about how in China it's just very forward compared to the rest of the world. I just hate the perpetuation of, quote, Africa is not only a monolith, but also primitive.
Yeah.
End quote.
It's actually because, sorry, now I'm gonna like,
no, go ahead.
Getting into my international development bag, I actually found the name of the mobile app. It's called M-Pesa, and it's a mobile phone based money transfer service that started in 2007. So, like, a long time ago before people started doing Apple Pay in the US and in the West. But But there's something in development called leapfrogging. And actually, it's one of the weird benefits of being a developing country because as they start to, I hate the word development or even developing because it implies it's not, but like I'll just say it because that is the term. As they start to develop and modernize, I guess, in a lot of ways, because they did that later than the West, they're able to skip all of the mistakes the West did. And like you don't have to go to burning coal because it's like, well, we know that that's not sufficient. It's not like that's not like a what you call it a sustainable. So like we'll jump to solar power or to like wind and what have you. So I think even Kenya they have like geo thermal power and stuff. So it's like the idea that like Africa's so primitive, but it's like actually no, like in a lot of ways, developing later is better because they didn't have to do all the shit we did in the West because they have a blueprint already. So it's like, oh, I'll just skip ahead and develop ahead of the game as opposed to like doing what's already done. So yeah, as an African, I'm like, I need to stop.
Y'all need to stop
There's
out here. Come on
a
now.
lot we can build on, but like, damn, like let's not act like we're fucking got Darcy out here. Na, 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 hey. Like that fucking song they always play when they show like something's like whoa, like it's ethnic, and she's like out there like fucking Maasai, like drinking like cow's blood, which is totally fine. They do survive off of that, and they yo them bodies be sick. So I'm like,
Listen,
let me get some of that cow's
they've
blood.
been surviving since fucking man was created. Their
Listen,
whatever existed.
next year before I want to get my summer body, I'm gonna go to Kenya for a few months. I'm gonna be doing that. I'm gonna be like running miles with a Maasai and drinking cow's blood and just be like, bitch, I'm gonna come back like hello. How did you know I went to Kenya? Like, as with a Maasai.
My gosh. We also got a DM from Stephen J, which I don't know why I love that name so much. Stephen J. Stephen J. That's just sounds dope.
He sounds like a he's in a boy band. And he's like the hottest one. And they like Stephen J. It's like everyone starts screaming and he comes out.
Oh, my apologies. Stephen J mentioned us in their story. We missed it. My apologies, Stephen J and Justine from the Shore Store Pod both
Yes.
mentioned us in the story, but at that time, what was I doing? I might have been with you. So we were out living our lives in
We
New
were
York City.
drunk.
Yeah, we were probably, I'm like, oh my gosh, a DM, and never looked at it. So thank you for that. We also got a DM from Mel who said, oh, not for Mel, sorry. Mel, I responded to you already. But our last DM is from Miss Real Scotty, the Real Scotty. So with the greatest hot takes, the Real Scotty says, I'm so glad we're here because we're approaching my next hate rant, Danny. Let's talk about how Danny has, was, and always will be hating ass bitch. Setting your
Oh.
friend up to be racially profiled for a female? Wait.
I think it's Derek.
Derek. that blonde curly head good. Setting your friend up to be racially profiled for a female, being a misogynist, ableist asshole, and the cherry on top, a woman beater. Like, I hated how Jane never let Spinner whoop the ass because they did the most to her and she never got her justice. All she got was a spot on the team. Like, boo. Like, they did Michael so wrong. She literally got jumped into a gang. And they had the nerve to talk about Lakers when they really was the ghetto.
Jane was like, this would have never happened at Lakers.
I'm sorry, our school burned down, but y'all had a school shooting, numerous assault cases, and people getting jumped into gangs for the football team. Degrassi
Yeah,
is
Degrassi's
the
ghetto ass school. I would
ghetto.
not send my child to Degrassi. Like, you're going to private school, we'll find the money.
So thank you for that, Scotty. And our last DM is from Amy, who says, hey, ladies, I had a random thought I wanted to share. I got bored and re-listened to one of your older pods about Oh dear, I'm
Oh
nervous.
no, what did we say?
Older pods, the episode Father Figure. So it's next gen. Father Figure season three. When Emma's brother Jack was born. I've watched all of season eight and started season nine of Degrassi and realizing after season, oops, sorry, after season eight, Jack never comes around again. Even though they have that boy, even though they have that boy Connor, Snake's quote unquote godson, literally is living in Snake and Spike's basement. Why did they never work that kid back into the plot? What happened to Jack Simpson slash Nelson?
I know. And
Honest
I also feel
question.
like whenever we did see him, he was still like 2 years old. I was like, shouldn't he
Like,
be like 13? Like, I don't know. I feel like
so diverse.
he's like solid diverse. Like, what's going on? Yes. I think that is one of the curses of TV shows like this, like having a baby, because then like you have to like explain the baby because like they don't fit. And then that's why, like, in like Growing Pains, they age Chrissy's ass up by like 8 years because they're like, we can't be doing this baby shit for like.
Oh, Chrissy.
Make her a fucking cute kid. We just want to see her. They just never explain like what's her time jump. Like, no, she just was one season. She's a baby. Now she's eight year old. So deal with it.
Exactly. But those are
Yeah.
all the DMs we've got this week.
Well, thank you so much. Be sure to hit us up at EWS Pod if you have any questions or points of view you want to share. We'd love to hear. But Lauren, if you're ready, we can jump into the episode.
I am ready.
Let's do it. All right. We are back for season eight, episodes 5 and 6, Man with Two Hearts and With or Without You. In Man with Two Hearts, Peter begins a relationship with Mia and a friendship with Riley. However, he finds out how difficult it can be to balance them both. Meanwhile, Claire and Allie find a surprise at Mr. Simpson's house and decide to take it to school. Why would you do that? What would you bring to school?
The way that these girls were just, the way I could never,
The way
the
they're just
way I
like
could never.
handling it with their bare hands. Like, do you know what that's
In a lot of places that you shouldn't be thinking
like?
about,
You
because that's
should
your.
not be touching that. That lady's pussy has been all over
Also,
that
something I just thought of. So we're gonna get into it, but the vibrator is found during class. What if the fucking vibrator had gone off during Mr. Simpson's class and he was like, I recognize
He's
this.
like, that sounds familiar. He like gets hard. He's like, oh, he's like, ooh, I don't know why I'm so turned on.
God.
So in your cold open, Riley and Peter are running through the woods, and I was like, what is this gym class? It's cross country or some shit. Peter eats shit, and I'm like, good. But Riley stops to help him up, and there's just sexual tension. There's like something brewing on between them. It's like, okay, like. Well, okay, like I feel this. I feel this. Riley suggests that Peter try out for cross country, but Peter's like, no, I'm not a jock like you. I'm a rock star. And we're like, okay. Mia wants Peter to walk her home, but she like, but he lies and says like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to cross country instead, right? So you know, like Riley's probably like, all right, like so boom, it's on. But Peter isn't sure he's ready to get back into the dating game after Darcy. And he's like, like girl troubles, like you know, guy. And then Riley's like looking at longingly at Peter, and I'm like, oh, he ain't got girl problems, good boy. It's not girl
Exactly.
troubles.
And also Riley is like the quote unquote like jock heartthrob because he's nice, which implies it's like, oh, maybe he's not straight. But it's like we can have a nice, good looking person. It doesn't have to be one or the other. But
Yes.
Riley, okay, in my mind, Riley looks identical to that baseball hair wearing, long ass hair wearing bully person that we have in the show right now. Their faces look exactly the
With the
same to
guy with the
me.
hat, Johnny
Yeah.
DeMarco.
No, the like tall, buffier
Oh,
one.
Bruce the Moose.
Bruce the Moose. Like, if he
They
had
could
the
be
same,
cousins. Yes, I could
but
see
then.
it.
I also am like, is he related to that kid that got AIDS? No.
Dwayne.
looks like
Oh my
Dwayne.
God. Yeah, Bruce Willis was like Dwayne, like shit.
Or he got
I saw
HIV,
it took me a minute because I was like, ayo, like, yeah, Dwayne, last time we checked at the reunion, he said, I got my HIV in check.
yo.
Okay, like I'm out here living life. It's great. Oh my
Yeah.
God, he does look like Dwayne. You said that kid with AIDS. I was like, who got AIDS? Like, I was thinking of next gen, like, no one has AIDS. Oh wait, no. Griffin has HIV
Someone.
too. That's true.
So, but they all look the same. Like, all those white boys look exactly the same. They just got different
You're a fucking idiot. I can't stand you. That's dumb as hell. Yeah, he doesn't like Dwayne though. You're right. I want to see him just like kick the air so I can laugh a little bit.
on.
We're in class and the kids have to partner up. Danny rags on Peter about being with Mia. Like, Danny is still in his feelings. He's straight like slut shaming her, like, oh, you want to get on that bus? Like, okay, whoa. He's like, oh, city bus, we all get a ride. Like, okay, Danny, chill.
We get
We get it. Like, she's a slut in your opinion. But we also don't care about your opinion. Also, I just recently rewatched Anne with an E because I love that show. And also, it makes me so sad at the end because, like, it's never coming back. So it just ends. And I'm like, I'm sad. But Dalmar Albazed, who plays Danny, is in it. And he is so hot in that show. He's like so grown up. And he has like a fake Trinidadian accent, which, like, isn't great, but also isn't bad. But he's like so hot in it.
Is his family from Trinidad? Because
Dalmar? I don't know.
I could almost like his like I could almost believe it.
You
Like
know,
either from East Indian East you see it, West Indian or like if he was like Eritrean or Ethiopian, I could believe it.
yeah, I have no, I always assumed she was like East African. I have no idea where he's originally from. I'm sure someone out there knows. Yeah, no, I just have like trauma from people like ever doing Caribbean accents and anything because of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And like, what's her name? Kendra, the Vampire Slayer. So like, anytime I hear someone doing an accent, I know it's not theirs. I'm like, that shit's fake. It might be a really good accent. I'm like, no, it's terrible. Like, just like, I can't stand it. But he's so cute. Very hot. He's in Avonlea, and he's just out here like in his little bowler hat and like little vest. I'm like, ooh, hot. Anyway, so Derek is partner up too. So Peter and Riley decide to partner up. So like, okay. Two buds doing a project together. What can go wrong? The fucking nerds are doing some robot shit.
Oh my God.
I know I sound like a bully, but only in my head. I was never an outward bully, but I would have just been like really fucking dweebs. But I would never say it. I was just in my head like, you guys are losers. So Allie asks Casey about his underwear because she's like, you know, Allie likes to flirt and she likes to like mix it up a little bit. She's my girl. I like her. She's like, oh, like, do you wear like what underwear you
I
wear? And I was like,
feel
oh,
like
scandalous.
Allie spent a summer with like a cousin and like watched Sex and the City for the first time and was like, well, I'm a Samantha, so I need to be a Samantha.
Oh, of course. Like, nothing is more interesting than a teenager watching Sex and the City for the first time deciding they're Samantha when they're not, clearly. They're like, oh, yes, I'm just gonna make a lot of puns about sex. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about, but it's so funny. So they just su Connor suggests that they work together after school, but Allie wants to work at Connor's instead of Claire's, and Connor's like really worked up that they're like changing the plan. Which, knowing what happens with Connor, makes sense now. When I first watched the show, I was like, what is this thing? Why is he always like upset when someone like wants to change things? And I'm like, oh, okay, got it. At least they try to
Yeah, he's
set the scene for that before.
troubled. Yeah.
Yeah, for once they set the scene for like someone like having challenges. It's not just like
Right.
random sudden things. So but like they're gonna go to Connor's house because Allie's like, it's Simpson's house, so it's gonna be like fun because we can like look around at his shit. And Claire is like kind of, you know, she gets called a prude by Allie because she's a little bit nervous about like the whole Casey thing and everything. But like, you know, it's so funny because that's such a label. It's just a high school label to like put some on someone. It's like, you guys are all just like learning about sex. Like, you're all prude to a certain degree. Like, or not everyone, but most people, it's like, yeah, I think she's just, Claire is just inexperienced. I don't think she's a prude. I think she's just sheltered. So Peter sneaks up on Mia, and Mia asks Peter to go to a movie, but he has to work with Riley. So he's like, "Oh, like come with us. Like you can join us." And she's like, kind of reluctant, but then he's able to convince her. So we're at Simpson's house, and these tweens are actually working on their project. I know when I went to a friend's house to do a project, I hope we weren't going to work on it. I wanted to hang out and eat snacks, but no, these fucking losers are
Exactly.
actually doing the work.
Because they're doing like, the project was like, teach us how to like, teach us how to do a an action using technology. And they're like, okay, we're gonna build a robot. Like,
Doing the fucking most. They're
make a
like, yeah, we're gonna
fucking
make a
PowerPoint.
robot. We're gonna make it dance. Like, why? It's not quite working. Casey and Peter, no, and Connor leave to go get a snack. So the Allie's like, come on, Claire, we're going upstairs. I'm gonna see what's gonna go to the bathroom. We gotta see what's happening in this house. Which honestly, as someone who is nosy, I relate. Like when I'm in someone's bathroom, I would actually go to the bathroom though, because I love going to people's bathroom. I do snoop. I'm like, what? But not because I'm looking for
Listen,
medication. I'm looking for like what products they use. I'm
yeah.
like, I wonder what they use. Like, huh, what's this?
Anyone that doesn't snoop in someone's bathroom is a liar. It's a liar.
Fucking liar. Like, I
Yeah.
love to just take a little peek, a little look-see, and see what's going on.
That's why it's called the guest bathroom, because it's open to guests to go through.
Yeah. Duh.
Hello.
Like, I'm not gonna take anything. I'm just gonna look at everything. So they end up in Simpson's bedroom, and Allie goes straight under the bed. I don't know. They should have just had her look in the side drawer, because no one keeps their vibrator under the bed. It's like in your side drawer. Like my mom, oh my God, my
101.
mom came to help us move. So I packed up
Oh.
our drawer, because I was like, I'm not
Oh,
letting, because
okay.
we got movers to actually pack our stuff. And I was like,
Right.
we should pack this ourselves. I don't want them like touching that. So
Right.
I packed it,
Right.
and I had it just like, you know, whatever. I don't know what I labeled it, like a bedside table. I just like
Right.
whatever. So we're unpacking, and we got through everything, and that was the one box that was left. My mom was like, oh, like let's start unpacking this one. I was like, no, it's fine. I was like, we're gonna hit Canada. She's like, why? And I'm like, my mom can never let she never just lets an answer, but she just has to
No.
ask you why. I'm like, stop asking follow-up questions, like, ma'am. So I was like, oh, it's fine. And she was like, no, it's private. You can get it. And she was like, oh, okay. And she wasn't like weird, but she's like, got it. Like she was like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's
She's like, let me
good.
leave this alone. Like, yeah, you should have pressed. Like, obviously, it's a special box. Like, I don't want you to open. I should let her open that shit.
Yeah, Mom, why don't you go ahead. Go
Like,
ahead.
want to see what a pocket pussy looks like, mommy?
Do you want to get up close and personal today? Is that what we're
I
gonna
can't
do?
believe I just said that. That's a crazy thing for me to say. Like, in mommy and pocket pussy in one sentence is sick.
Listen, I'm sure we've said worse.
I definitely have. So she finds this vibrator under the bed. It's like the only thing under the bed. First of all, there's nothing under the bed except for just a box of vibrator in a box, granted, but could have still been used, because
Right.
sometimes people put them back in the box after use. Like maybe she like wants to
Right.
collect them or something. I don't know. So she takes it out, and Claire's like, oh my God, what in tarnation is that? So
Oh,
Spike
Claire.
shows up, and they hide it behind their back. And she's like, oh, like, you know, she's cool. She's like, oh, you guys like sneaking around. Like, if I was at my teacher's house, I'd probably do the same thing. And she's like, okay, like,
Right.
oh. So she's like, she's cool about it, but she'll know they got her vibrator. And she'll find out later when she's looking for that shit, is like, where is my vibrator? Simpson's coming home late. I need to get my vibrator now.
Come on now.
Yeah. So we're at the pool hall, and Riley and Peter are definitely not working. Mia's standing by watching, and she's very annoyed. But like Riley seems to like see Mia as competition. He is like a little bit like, oh, he's
Yeah.
only, and I'm like, oh, Riley, like, okay. Riley's like not just like into Peter, but he's like ready to fight for his man. I was like, yes, like I love it. I'll fight anybody.
I also was like, why in tarnation, to use Claire's word, is Peter the one to fight over? The amount of people that people are like, Manny and fucking Emma almost like ended things forever over Peter. What's it, M Mia? We've got Darcy. we've got, I feel like there was someone else in the mix as well, where I'm just like,
Probably.
why Peter?
Everyone wants
You
a piece
know?
of everyone wants a piece of pizza. Because I guess because Peter's also like the resident like pretty boy, and I also feel like Riley's in his like early like baby gay stages, where like he just wants like twinks, like he just wants like cutesy boy band types, and his type will change. But right now, Peter is just kind of like the perfect like safe like boy, you know?
And I feel like Peter is like, okay, you know how like there was like Gossip Girl at this time, which I didn't watch, but like I feel like if you watched Gossip Girl, like Peter was the Gossip Girl hunk for your school. He wouldn't be on Gossip Girl, but he was the Gossip Girl for your school.
So you mean he's been passed around? He's been slutted out.
That and like he's like he's the rich boy that like got what is it called?
A troubled past because his
A
dad
troubled
doesn't love him.
past, but like they his parents like have money and just like buy him off, and he like yeah, but like and so you're told you're like, well, he's attractive, so I need to like him, but in reality, like you don't really you're just told that he's attractive, so you need to like him kind of thing.
Yeah, in high school, Peter would not have been my type. I don't think I would have been like, oh my God, Peter. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, like no, he wouldn't have done it for me. I also just like don't really like find blonde guys cute typically. It's very rare. Like
It's the Aryan for me.
it's giving Teutonic. I'm not loving it. So at Degrassi, Peter is yucking it up with the boys and he blows Mia off again. So I guess they are dating, but like they're not official. But Peter's just like, no, I don't have a lot of guy friends. I'm like trying to like hang out with the guys more. Like, I don't, you know, which I'm like good for you for trying to like get like friends and stuff. And she's like, Cumberland playtime's over. And I'm like, Mia's problem, and I like Mia for the most part. Mia be on some looking for her child's father move. It's like she likes somebody, she be doing too much. It's like chill. Like she's like, I'm trying to find Isabella a daddy. When playtime's over, call me. I'm like, we're teenagers. Like it's always
Yes.
playtime. Like why are you on me like this? Like I don't know. Mia's doing a lot. I'm like, Mia,
Yeah.
breathe. Like it's
Yeah.
Peter. Like she's doing a little bit too much. A little bit too much fretting. A little bit of too much of, you know, tripping, stumbling, you know, on
You got
some.
me tripping. Oh, I'm stumbling.
Literally.
Oh.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it. She thirsty. Like that's who she is. Like Mia, fucking get a grip. She needs girlfriends. So she needs someone to be like, bitch, relax.
And you know, Mia is not a girl's girl.
I think she could be. I think she's like been so ostracized by girls. She's like, it's one of the times when a girl's not a girl's girl that I understand. It's like she got pregnant, probably got slut shamed a
Yeah.
bunch. It's just like not
Yeah,
feeling
that's true.
it. But I'm like, but I think she could be brought back into the fold, you
You're
know?
right. You're
And
right.
I think
She's been
Leia
traumatized.
was trying to do that until then Mia did a not girl's girl thing by bringing them to that football player's house and being like, what's girl, good girl? Like we're gonna have like a fucking fuck fest here. Like and Leo's like, you didn't tell me that. You gotta tell me that kind of shit. I ain't
Like,
shame or
oh,
nothing.
you're
Like,
not leaning
bitch.
into the male gaze like I am,
She's like,
hun.
can you be cool? Like, no, I don't want this man to do coke off my tits. Like, I am 15. Please. Let me go home.
Exactly.
She's like, oh, I'm gonna hang out with the grown-ups. Like, okay, girl, go. Anyway, so Allie and Claire are looking at the vibrator in the bathroom because everything happens in the girls' room. They're looking at the vibrator. And Claire is like, I am waiting until marriage to have sex. And like, I would also never marry anyone who has a vibrator. And I'm like, oh girl, you in for a sad adulthood. Like, if that's like that's how we going, that's how we moving. So they have a I like this masturbation conversation because I think it's the first time we've heard
Yes.
girls talking about masturbation on Degrassi, which I'm like, yes, I love this. So
Yes.
Claire is confused. She's like, I don't understand how this thing works. Which is fair because I don't think I knew what a clitoris was until I went on like a forum somewhere. It was like some like
Same.
girls forum, and I was like, and they'd call it M baiting. And I was like, M baiting.
Oh, because it would have gotten flagged or something.
So I would read it and I was like, oh my God, like there's this whole world I did not know about. So they're like playing around with a vibrator and they drop it, and Jane comes in, picks it up, and they're like kind of flustered. But then Allie's like, "Do you have one?" And Jane's like, "Not this model." And I'm like, "Okay, I definitely have a vibrator in high school though. That's like, where'd you get one? Like, who got that for you?"
Spencer's.
I guess I just never occurred to me to buy one. I was like, I
I
don't think I
think.
had a vibrator until college. I think then it was like a gag gift even.
Right.
I still use it though.
I also think like sex toys and vibrators were not like they were not commonly talked about the same way that like, well, I think number one, there wasn't a widespread market like there is compared. I think there's definitely been a change in the market. And then I think
Oh yeah, you
like
can
when
buy them at
we
Walmart now. They're like
girls fucking
everywhere.
CVS.
Yeah, I was like, oh, bitch, like,
Yeah.
check it out.
Yeah. And so I think and I also
CVS is for clits very satisfied. That's
but
why they started selling them.
I think it wasn't until like, oh, like I'm thinking of like my first like exposure to was that fucking rabbit episode in Sex and the City.
Oh yes, iconic. I'm sure
Yeah.
it also contributed to like the spike in sales of the rabbit.
And I think that was like the first like quote unquote viral, like where it's like, oh, okay, I want to try that. And then it was like it became a thing, whereas I feel like now, because you can just see them all the time, and like, I mean, you're getting ads for it on Instagram, like your favorite influencer
Rose, the
influencers.
roses,
Yes.
and like the
Yes, you're
different
seeing them at
wands, and
CVS.
yeah.
And so I feel like they're just much more prevalent, because I think before it was like it was just kind of like a, oh, like a kind of off there subject that you didn't necessarily know exactly what it is or
Yeah, it was
what
a
it
very
was or how
niche
it worked.
market.
Yes.
And also, we weren't having very honest conversations about women and masturbating, and that was not like a thing that. I don't think I ever, I mean, I think about it. I'm like, I don't think it occurred. Again, it didn't occur to me until well into my teen years. I wasn't like masturbating that young. I think I'd started to when I was like maybe like 15, you know? So just like, but I think before that, I think I only, again, through the internet was like, oh, like, you could do that. I don't know. It's weird. I just say it's weird. But Jane gives a
Yeah.
very affirming, solo sex is normal. And I'm like, it is. It's like, work. Love
I
you.
think this might be the most sex positive episode in Degrassi thus far, for
Honestly,
sure.
yes. Because it's about like, it's like, yeah, like masturbating is normal. Like, don't be ashamed by it. And I'm like, work. Yes, it is.
And somehow we converted Claire by the end of the episode, where I'm like,
Yeah,
we're getting it. Like,
Claire's like,
this is it.
I'm not ready for it, but like, it's cool if you do it. And I was like, yeah, Claire, good for you. Like, you're not there yet. You don't have to be.
Exactly.
So we're in the weight room. And also, I don't think I ever talked to my friends on masturbation in like high school. Even though I'm sure we're all doing it, but like, you just didn't talk, you didn't bring it up. Like, it just felt like, I think if someone had asked me, I would like, no, gross. Like, I think it was still very like, ew, it's nasty. So I didn't tell anybody about it. And that's sad.
And no, it is very sad, but I
It's really
also think
sad.
like at that time, like if you had found out like if like a rumor was going around about a girl that masturbated, it'd be like, oh, that's slut. Like that's how he would have
Or
talked
like
about
the oh,
her.
there's always a rumor about like someone masturbating with like something weird, like a cucumber, or like there's always like
Like,
that rumor, like, oh, like a hot dog, like Mean Girls, and I was
you
like,
know,
oh, this fucking freak, like, you know.
you remember that episode of Pen 15 where the girl?
When Maya learns how to masturbate.
No, not that. But that's also love that show so
I
much.
love that
But
episode.
when they like the second season, when the, like the one of the boys that was like dating the taller girl, like first season, they broke up, and then he started dating like Icicle or something, or like they called her like ice something.
Oh, yeah.
Because the rumor was that she had like masturbated with like a like an ice pick or an icicle, but the reality
Yes.
is that she got dared to put an ice cube in her underpants. But they're like, ah, that slut, she'd still my
That's
boyfriend.
so accurate though. Is that like, yeah, like, well, because it was supposed to show like you're so hypersexual, you're doing it to yourself, and that's like weird. And like it's so fucked up because like boys do it and boys talk about it and joke about it all the time. But like if girls do it, it's like, oh yeah, she's just like, you're just a fucking nympho. That's why you're like doing it. But also like don't put an ice pick, an icicle in your vagina. Like that's not a good idea.
Not clean.
I would not do that.
I also think, like, I also feel like growing up, if we found out that a girl like had like lost her virginity, that was somehow better than like finding out that a girl masturbated.
Yeah, because masturbating was seen as like depraved. It wasn't like, oh, like sex, I understand, but like, because even I had attitudes about like oral sex, like, oh, like going down someone's disgusting. Like, ew, like I was like, oh, like that's, I'd rather do to have sex. Like, it's nasty. So yeah, it's very like weird, fucked up ideas of like what was okay. And masturbation was one of those things where you're like, that's nasty. Like, that's nasty. Like, why are you doing that? Like, it's so fun. I don't know why. I used to pray after I did it because I was like ashamed. I was like, it's wrong. Jesus knows I'm doing this and he will be so mad, but I kept doing it. Anyway, I just couldn't get enough. But I reasoned like, hey, once you accept Christ into your heart, like you're going to heavens. I just kept apologizing after every time. I was like, it's fine. I just like, keep reopening that shit. I'm gonna keep re-upping that shit. It's like, I'm gonna keep doing it. But like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, do it now, apologize later, you know? Like, like he'll get over that shit. I don't give a fuck. So we're in the weight room and Peter is getting in shape for cross country. He does look like a cross country guy, very like skinny and like
Oh,
tall. So like you'd be great. Like a Maasai. Stop talking about the Maasai. But he's talking to they're talking about Mia. And I thought this is when Riley's gonna try to kiss him because it felt very much like a cheap 80s porno that starts in the gym. Like, ooh,
Come
hard bodies.
on,
And it didn't,
yes.
nothing happened, but I was like, I feel like it would start here, you know? But it didn't. But Peter's like, hey, let's skip class. And they skip class to go play Wii because it's that year when Wii was big. Do you remember Wii? Do you remember that lady died because she wouldn't pee because she drank too much water and she's trying to like don't pee for Wii and then she died?
Yes, I do. And second of all, I also like remember like radio contests before and after that, because I remember like several dangerous contests being advertised, and then that lady died, and then they all stopped.
Sorry, it's
But
not funny. Well, when that
no,
lady
it's
died is when I learned that you could die from drinking too much water. I was like, oh, fuck, really? And they've been telling
and
us to do
like
this, drink all this water, and you could die from it? Like they should lead with that.
well
Like,
then and then you couldn't go to the bathroom. That's the
yeah.
other
But I
thing.
think she died from water intoxication.
Oh, maybe, yeah, that too.
Yeah, because she's had too much water in her system.
But I had a Wii. Like that was, I remember in high school, like I got one for Christmas, and I remember like the lengths. Like I remember my mom, I asked for it for Christmas, and then they were sold out everywhere. So we had to like go on fucking like online gamer forums to like find a place that would sell them. And I had a Wii. I really thought that it was gonna change my like social life. It didn't. I mostly just played it by myself. Do you ever remember playing it at my house?
I don't
I
think
feel
I ever played
like,
Wii at your house.
oh,
I
yeah.
eventually had, we eventually got one too. I mean, it was kind of like Tickle Me Elmo again. Like, it was like the hottest, like, I remember like that Christmas. Because that was that lady died was for it's during Christmas trying to get a Wii for her probably her kid or something, and it was just like such a big deal, and they were so hard to find.
Well, it was like the first like, well, like it, there's no cord, and but then it's also like it's doing what you're doing, like with your body, which was crazy. Do you remember they had that Wii Fit where it was like a step platform that you could like exercise on?
Yes, I do. You could do that. You could do like bowling and stuff. I used to do we at one point we got like Zumba because Zumba this is like a real 2009 thing to say, but we like would do Zumba and stuff with it. And so you can like dance with it and knew what you were doing. That
Yeah,
was fun.
but it was like very revolutionary, but then like, 'cause it also like made like non-gaming people like it was the approachable like game system.
And then just went away. Like no one cared about it anymore. Like it was such like a big
I
deal that it's like,
know.
oh, a Wii? Like, okay. It's kind of
I
retro.
know. It is. I remember I had the Dance Dance Revolution for it, which ironically you had to have the pad for. And so it wasn't
Yeah.
just regular Dance Dance, but I was obsessed with that shit.
Yeah, man. Wii was like big deal. I heard it, but I think about it now. When we got the Wii, I was excited and I never like used it. But I
Same.
didn't, but actually it wasn't like for me. It was like for the house. It was like, is our family Wii? And I just never played with it. I was upstairs playing The Sims. I was like, it's like, no,
Same. I think all
this
of
is the
us
kind of
got it where
VR I want.
like I remember I played Mario Kart on it, but I remember like at the time, like this like the system wasn't good enough, so like it you always had to like specifically do a very exact movement so that it like tracked what you were doing. It wasn't like pure like it's picking up exactly what you're doing. You had to like be in a certain position, and I was like, this is dumb. I'm over this.
Yeah, definitely like everyone got over Wii very quickly. Damn. Too bad a lady died. If only she knew that it would just be like she would play with it for like a month and then never touch it again. And then she like died over it. It's crazy.
She should wait for the
So
Xbox Connect.
I know. Then you could die over that one. So they're like playing the boxing game and then like, oh, let's like spar. So like play boxing. And this scene is way less hot. I'm like, they should have kissed in the gym and not here. This is lame. So but Riley gets the wrong message. He thinks, like, okay, like make a move. So he goes to kiss Peter, and Peter is like, whoa, dude, like what's that? And like neither of them are good enough actors to pull this off. It's
No.
like, I'm sorry, but the actor who plays Riley does not have the range to pull off like gay confusion. And Peter doesn't have the range to play off gay panic. They both are just they're just floundering in this scene. So he's like, what? And Riley like runs away because he's like, oh no, I definitely miscalculated this. At Degrassi, Peter is like being overly affectionate with Mia because he has to prove to himself now that he's not gay. And I'm like, can someone please actually date Mia and not as a rebound or to make someone jealous or to prove they aren't gay? Oh my God. Like, Mia, like,
Exactly.
someone help this girl out. What is going like everyone she's dated has been like fucking JT because he like was actually secretly still loving live with Liberty. So that didn't work out. Then the fucking baby daddy who was in love with being a piece of shit. So he wanted to see being a piece of shit. And then who else? Danny, but then he was like, oh, you slut. So fuck you. And now Peter.
And Mia's dad left her.
Right. Like, oh my God, get her in therapy. Like, this has to stop. Like, I'm sick for her. And she's just over there kiki like he-he. I'm like, girl, he is using you to prove to himself that he is not gay, which he does not have to do because Peter, you didn't kiss Riley back, so clearly you weren't into
Well,
it.
I watched this episode twice, and I kind of think there was a
You think
moment, but there was like a slight like he listen.
I could see how
It,
Riley read it wrong. Because I'm like, oh, I could see. Like, it just seemed like he
yes,
does maybe. Yeah.
listen. In Riley's defense, if you are if not confused, but if you are like a hormone rage teenager, and you're just like, wait, is he looking at me? Like I think he's looking at me. Like he does have, and he invited me over to his apartment, and now we're sparring. Like I don't know.
Yeah, it
I
says,
think,
this flaxen-haired maiden has invited me to his chambers to play
yeah.
Wii, perhaps. I think it's fair that he thought like, and it's
And
like,
they
oh, we're
made a
like
lot of
play
eye contact.
fighting. Like,
Yeah.
ooh. It's like, yeah, I can see him. He's like, ooh, this
Listen,
is gonna be hot.
this is not a knock on Riley. This is a knock on like the weird misogyny like sports world where it's like, hey, like we gotta be so close slapping each other, like, and but it's not gay. So it must be tough for young gay athletes, like,
Oh,
damn.
I'm sure. Like being a young gay athlete and you're like a fucking wrestler, like I'm sure that is challenging. It's like this feels very like erotic. Like this
And
is really gay.
also the way that we're treating each other in the locker room is the definition of gay, but you're telling me that it's not.
Yeah. I know I feel that. Like I like yes, this is like gay. I'm sorry, like as someone who is bi, yeah, even for girls, this is like this feels gay. Like I know. Like I feel like
Like, we are
I would
touching a
understand.
lot of each other's body parts
Right. And I would
very
understand
intimately.
if one of us in this part in this situation, like, oh, it was a sleepover and we're just like, oh, like ah. Like I understand why one person might be like, should we kiss? Feel like it's gonna happen, right? Yes.
Oh my gosh, poor Riley.
Riley is so like it's so like I don't have any blame. I blame Riley for his actions after this. It's like, okay, whoa,
Right,
Riley. But like in
right.
this moment, I'm like, Riley, that was a fair assessment because
Yes.
I thought he wanted to kiss me
Right.
too. So we're in math class and the nerds are nerding. And Connor's coming back from the board from doing some math that I cannot do. And he trips over Claire's backpack, and the vibrator goes off, boy. Isn't there buzzing and buzzing and
That
buzzing?
sensitive ass one.
I know. I was like, oh my God, this finicky bitch. Like, stop. So Claire's like, oh my God. And Armstrong thinks it's a cell phone because it does sound like a cell phone. And okay, can I tell you something I want to write on the forum?
Yes.
Someone said, I don't know if this is real. But they were like, because they were, my understanding is that this was a forum of mostly teenage girls, probably a few grown men, mostly teenage girls. And I really believed it because it was like very, I wish I could remember what the website was called. It was very much like a teen girl site. Like it's all like quizzes and like it was like for fourth girls. And people would talk when I would, one section I would read, like a thread I would read a lot was like, M baiting tips, right? So it's like, this is how you masturbate. And I'll be reading it like, oh my God. So, and one girl said that she would take her cell phone and put it in her pants. And then she would just take the house phone and just call herself.
Racking up her family's bill.
Put the phone on vibrate and then just call her phone over and over again. And I was, even then, I was like, that feels like a lot more work than is necessary, and also it's kind of stupid.
Just a bit.
A little stupid. I don't think it was real, but I think it was. I don't know. Could I don't know. So anyway, Armstrong's like, that cell phone. So he goes, he pulls that shit out, and he sees what it is, and he keeps holding it. Everyone keeps hold touching it. I'm like, okay, let's say it
The
was
way I
brand
would
new
have
out of the
quit
box.
my
I would have
job.
thrown it across the room, like, oh my God, I'm not doing this. I paid this little girl's vibrator. I'd be so sad.
I would have taken off my school lanyard, walked out the door, and been like, goodbye, I'm done.
I wouldn't have even said anything. I would just walked out quietly. Just like, I'm not, just never came back. Keep
Oh,
my
you're
last
saying I have
check.
to come back? I have to come back to work after confiscating this young white girl who's very Catholic looking vibrator out of her bag during class? I'm not
This
coming back.
freaky ass Catholic girl, like I'm not doing that. And you know, Armstrong already had
No.
rumors about him and teenage girls, so he's like, "I'm too
Exactly.
old for this shit. I can't keep doing this." Like he's on his Danny Glover, like I'm out. Like I can't. So, but he's like, "Huh, yeah, all right." And everyone's like laughing because it's like it's a vibrator in class. It's hilarious. I would have pissed myself actually. So we're in science class and they're doing like some projects, and it's Riley and Peter's turn, and it could be because of the bad acting, but they really are pulling off the shitty school presentation where the kids are just like reading right off of the board. It's just like it's very uninspired. It's like the pickle thing, you make the light come on at the circuit, and then Derek's like, oh, you made Peter's pickle glow, and Riley's like embarrassed. He's like, oh, I wish.
Oh my
It's like,
God. The
if
amount of gay
only
jokes. Oh
so
God.
many gay jokes. So now the chef is in a meeting with Claire and her mom, and he's holding the vibrator. Everyone keeps handling, fingering the vibrator. Stop touching it. It's disgusting. Stop. So he's holding on to it, and he assumes it was Claire's mom's. So like, oh, this is yours? And she's like, oh. I'm like, I mean, fair assumption. I'm
This
like,
man, but
I
also
wouldn't
this
say it
is,
out loud, but I'm like, this is like his mom's, right? Like, did she buy this? I don't think she did. But Claire's mom is like, She wants to know what kind of school this is. Her innocent Christian virginal daughter got her hands on something so despicable. And Claire's like, it's mine. Because she's like, I can't say I stole it from my teacher. She's like, I is my mommy. And
And not my teacher's house that just got for my other sister.
right. Oh, the Simpsons house. And I was playing with his vibrator. Like, it was like, whoa, my sister.
She knew how to keep that
But
on lock.
she's like, yeah, I can't put this man under the bus again. Our family can't keep doing this. So he like confiscates it. I'm like, why are you keeping it? Stop. Like, ugh. So Claire's mom is embarrassed, but Claire is like, I want to talk about sex. And she's like, I'm tired of being the odd one out. I don't even know what it's for. I don't understand it, but everyone seems to know what it is, and I don't know what it is. Like, and I wrote, Claire, you better hit up a forum. Because that's all you're gonna learn. That's how you're gonna learn, girl. Right from the source.
Listen, the way I was like this, first of all, as being the Claire in school, the Miss I am right up in the purity culture Christian household, like the way that this conversation would have never happened with a parent, because yeah, you're not getting that answer. And
No.
hopefully it comes from a forum, from a safe space. But like,
Right.
it's not,
I know
you're not having this conversation with your parents. Sorry,
I
Claire.
definitely wouldn't have. My mom was very much like, you'll learn about it in school. Like that's her whole like thing. Like I don't know, like she used to see my learn things. I don't know, but I never asked her. But I have an older sister, so I could ask her sometimes in like
And
the forums.
if the and the fact that she asked and she got like an open conversation with the parent, I'm like, bullshit. Bullshit, that's not real. Like, you're telling me that your mom was just like, hey, let's talk, let's chat. I'm here to answer. Bullshit. She's like,
Yeah.
never talk about this again,
Probably would
and
have
you're
sent her back
grounded
to
for
that
life.
Christian school. They're like, you can't go to the
Exactly.
school anymore. And I
Exactly.
want you to hang out with that brown girl.
That brown girl and that weird godchild brown child, that boy with the long hair. Ugh.
It's too woke.
Yes.
Your friend group is woke. So Mia jokes to Peter about Riley being his boyfriend. And Riley's like, oh man, chill. I mean, Peter's like, no. But he tells her, like, Riley did try to kiss me. And he's like, I feel like I led him on. Like, I feel like I did something to make him think that it was okay. But Mia reminds Peter that Riley just needs a friend right now and that he shouldn't just dump him as a friend because he's gay. And I'm like, you know what? Good for you, Mia. Good advice. So at Claire's house, her mom assures her that she's not a bad person and that she overreacted. But and this is some nice context. She's like, with what happened to Darcy, I just was like, I'm very like, this whole subject is like scary.
Right.
But Claire reminds her that she's not protecting her by not talking to her about it. And I'm like, that's very true. So her mom agrees to talk, but like at her own pace, like baby steps. We can't go full tilt rabbit, okay? We gotta work our way up, okay? But we'll talk. So
Right.
I'm like, cute moment of growth. So
Right.
Peter finds Riley. And he tells to him that it's fine that Riley is gay. But Riley's like, I'm not gay. So what are you talking about? I'm not gay. Nothing happened. And Peter's like,
Okay.
you tried to kiss me. He's like, no, I'm straight. And he like pushes him and calls him the F slur, doesn't he? Oh, I know. He
In
calls
front
him
of,
that later.
but
No, in
like
this
in the
scene, he
same
just,
scene, yeah.
no, it's later
Oh.
on. So in this scene, he just pushes him. And Peter's like, ah. Because they're alone in the gym. Then in the
Oh.
next scene, someone posted about Claire on the anti-grapevine
Right.
and about the whole thing. So Allie thinks it's cool that Claire talked to her mom, but Claire doesn't want to tell Allie if she because Allie asks, like, have you ever done anything? Like you masturbated. And like Claire's like, ah, I don't want to talk about that. Like, you know, they both decide, like, you know, to set up a boundary. And then here comes Miss Holly J, and she's like, Claire Edwards with a vibrator. What would Jesus say? And Claire hits her with that masturbation is normal and no one should be embarrassed about it. And if you tried it once in a while, maybe you wouldn't be so mean. And I'm like, gat her. You gat her a bit. Holly was like,
And that hit Holly hard because she was like, not me, the only virgin on the power squad.
damn, Claire getting fucked? That's crazy.
It.
She was
She's
gagged.
right.
She deserved it. So Riley and the guys are like joking around, or whatever. And Peter asks Riley for tips for the tryouts. But that's when Riley's like, ugh, like he calls him the F slur, like whatever. And Peter is like, you're the one who he like try, he almost outs him. And then he just like doesn't do it. And Riley kind of like smirks, like, maybe he is my friend. I'm like, you just stop. Like, what?
Right.
Feels this pent-up gay rage. I'm like, kid, cut it out, kid. But that's the episode.
It is. Wow.
Lauren, did you have a song for this episode?
I didn't. I've truly gotten out of the habit of picking songs. Okay,
That's
while you're
fine. I don't even
what is
update. I don't
yours?
even update the playlist. I'm not gonna fucking lie. It's been like a year. I don't know. This is just I do it for fun now. I chose the song "Damaged" by Danity Kane because Riley's heart is damaged after what didn't happen with Peter.
Do you got a first aid kit, honey?
My heart is damaged. Yeah, Danity Kane really was. Welcome to the Dollhouse really was
Wow.
that girl. So are we ready to do the next one?
Yes, I am.
All right. With or Without You, episode six, synopsis. Sav and Anya plan to celebrate their 6-month anniversary on the school's overnight trip. Sav's sister, Allie, tags along and he becomes furious when he hears the rumors about what she did on the trip with the school's bad boy, Johnny DeMarco. Meanwhile, at Smithdale, Manny and Emma both have a crush on their roommate, Kelly. Of course they do. Of course they do. He's like Peter.
Exactly.
It's fucking Peter with like a fucking jacket.
Just
It's
nicer.
like a
Listen, that's
nicer
his. And
Peter.
they're like, oh my gosh, a nicer version of Peter. Ah.
I'm like, you girls are sick. Cut it out.
Wow. Is that the end of the synopsis?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. Well, our cold open is the kind of gathering outside the school. We're prepping for this ecological class trip, which the premise of this trip, I like it rang a bell, but I couldn't exactly remember what I remember it from. But it was like predators versus prey. Did we ever play that in school for some reason?
Oh, I'm sorry. Breaking news. Fulton County Sheriff's Office has released Donald Trump's mugshot.
Oh my gosh, okay, let me go look at it. Ew, why does he like look exact? Why does he look so Trump? Also, like they
Because
gave him a like a beauty cam. That it's too nice.
someone said he looks like he's been crying. I'm like, he probably has. It's real. Yes.
Also, like am I wrong to say that's like too good of a lighting?
I don't think so. I think it looks terrible.
Wait, hold on. Let me see it again. Because in that picture, he has a suit on. I don't think
Yeah.
that's real.
Yeah, it is. It just broke on the news.
He's wearing a suit?
Yeah, he surrendered himself. Like, you don't, a mugshot doesn't have to be in like he's not like in prison. He
I know,
surrendered
but
himself.
for some
So
reason, I can't see that one, though.
yeah, he's probably just wearing a suit. Cause it literally just dropped like 2 seconds ago.
Okay. Well, he's still ugly, so. Like, why is he uglier? But okay, so do you remember we had to play like a predator versus prey type game or like this kind of omnivore herbivore type thing? Do you remember playing something like that in middle school?
Vaguely, I feel like that was definitely something we did.
Right. But everybody's getting ready for this sleep camp, which obviously means like, oh my gosh, something's gonna go down. We're away from the parents, we're in the wilderness in tents. And it's like the prom night type episode.
Yes,
So
anything can
Sav is
happen in
with
the woods.
anything. Sav, it's his 6 month anniversary with Anya, and so he's revealing to Danny that he bought some condoms. Because it's been 6 months. That's long enough, right?
Yes, everyone knows that like the 6-month anniversary gift is really bad sex with your teenage
Exactly.
boyfriend. Yes.
Exactly.
It's the latex year.
The kids, aka the nerds, are kind of annoying Johnny already, which, okay, I don't know, a few things. Johnny is suddenly getting this like Lucas Scott edit of like, oh, I'm mysterious and I'd read books when people want to see me, and I'm just always reading a book, but I get annoyed when people try to talk to me. But obviously, I want people to know that I'm reading a book because I'm reading it in public, but I'm getting annoyed that people are pointing out that I'm reading a book. And when did he get this edit? Because he's not a book reader.
I don't know. I mean, when they decided that Allie needed a paramour, because before that he was kind of just like another one of the, like he was with Bruce and them. He was like just like Bruce and Lucas and all of them. And then at some point he started to read. And I don't know, maybe he got hooked on phonics. Maybe he like met an older, person who was like, I'm gonna teach you, little boy, and he learned how to read. And now he does that. I don't know. But yeah, they had to give him something redeeming, because like otherwise he's a piece of shit. So like he's a piece of shit that can read, then it's like, okay, like we can work with this,
Okay. I also saw that it was an all white book, and in my head, it's an all white thin paperback, and in my mind, he's reading the American Girl doll books, those chapter books.
Okay, so he wasn't. I wish he was, but he actually was reading this book called The Tracy Fragments. That was made into a movie starring, it's a Canadian book. And the movie has Elliot Page and
Okay.
I think someone from Degrassi is in it. I want to say that Ryan Cooley, who played JT, is in this movie.
When did the movie come out?
2007. So I feel like they kind of were like a wink and a nod to him. Because I was like, I remember that movie. I didn't watch it, but I remember like it being a thing. Because like JT
Okay.
was in it. The girls in the forum were talking about it. A different forum,
Okay.
not the masturbation forum, a different one. A Degrassi
I'm
one.
gonna choose to believe that he was reading the Samantha like introduction American Girl doll book.
Interesting. You think he likes Samantha? He's a Samantha?
That's why him and Allie get along so well. No, I think he's going through, because he just learned how to read, he's going through the series, and when he was looking at the books, because like the girlies that had the books originally are the original girls. So we've got, he's like, fuck no, not reading Addie's, because I think that's obvious. Molly is a little bit too nerdy for him, but he's like, oh, this Samantha bitch, I like her. I like her. I feel like she has a trust fund, and I can marry into the family.
You she could, and she was like, she's fighting for labor rights for children. She's like, don't be in a factory. Be rich like
But
me.
I love how she's rich, and she's like, listen, okay, my mother, because this is like maybe a generation now of the Gilded Age, or maybe around the same time. It's just like, my family has money, so we just do philanthropy. That's our thing. So I'm
You
picking
know,
up
I
on
don't
that.
know if I ever read the Samantha books. I think she might be one of the few whose books I never read. I think because she just was like, I don't know, she didn't really speak to me.
No.
I was an Addie girl and a Molly
Of
girl.
course.
So I was
Girl, yes.
black and queer. I was like, I love Addie and I love Molly, because Molly is a lesbian and Molly is gay.
It's the
And
braids and glasses.
yeah, she said when she comes of age, she's gonna have a real like Carol moment, like that Cate Blanchett movie. She's like Carol,
Okay.
which isn't a happy movie. It's sad, but he said I have a real Carol moment, like in mid-century, kind of like falling in love with a shop girl and then like
That's
losing her
Molly's
daughter.
life. She was fucking making freedom fries for the war effort.
Yeah, she was like, I have to plant a victory garden. And I was like, okay, girl, like she loves to do DIY. Like, that's cute.
But while Johnny's reading his Samantha book, he is dogging on fucking Connor and his moth nets, which I'm like, oh dear. Oh, Connor. Poor Connor. He is fucking excited for these damn moths and his moths collection. Oh, and I'm like, God, don't, Connor, it's time to learn who and when to say have these conversations around. If
Oh,
Johnny is.
sorry to interrupt. Mugshot update. This was broken on CNN. So
Okay.
that's happening. Anyway, yes, his fucking moth collection.
And Johnny's like, listen, Johnny's gonna be mean to anyone, but like he really was like, I hit the jackpot with Connor and his mom that.
He's like, I'm gonna fucking ruin this kid's life.
Yeah. And Allie is arriving, and surprise, surprise, she's crashing the trip, and Sav's a little bit pissed.
Like, I
Because he's
told Dad
like,
it's educational.
Sav is like, damn it, I'm gonna have to take care of my sister now. We get to the bathroom. Anya and Allie are there, and they're chit-chatting because obviously they've, been around each other, hung out. Anya finds out that there was a family dinner recently, and she wasn't invited, and it's starting to really get into her feelings.
Was that okay? I was not somebody who dated in high school. Were people invited to family dinners or like when you were like teenagers? I just feel like if I were a parent and I had a teenage child and I'm like, we're having family dinner, which means your grandma's coming over, your aunties are coming over, the cousins are coming over, we're having a dinner, family dinner. I'm not thinking about like, oh yes, bring your girlfriend or boyfriend. I'm like, it's family dinner. And you're a teenager, and it's worse than that
Well,
our family.
something that I kind of was like, I don't know if that was meant to be like a point in the storyline or like in this plot, but I'm like, there's a cultural difference of like Sav's family and Anya's white ass family. Like,
Yes, that
there's
too.
like so you're saying like the people I knew that met their like the families interacted and they got invited over dinner, that was like a white family thing. Like that was happening. And
Right.
so I think like if
It's like
the
it.
go ahead.
Well, aside from the fact that Sav's not supposed to be dating, but also the fact that it's like, I think that culturally, but also even, I am African but removed. I was not born in Liberia. I was raised here. So I feel like I'm very American. But in my mind, it's also just like, I don't want to. I would never want to discount my child's like relationship and like, oh, they're in love. They're kids. But I'm also not looking at this person as like a member of my family. Like you're not though. Like it's your little girlfriend. Like out of high school. I'm not like if you asked now if they came like can so and so please come? I'd be like yeah sure. I wouldn't be like no she can't. But it would not occur to me as building my guest list for our family's dinner to be like oh yeah bring your girlfriend. Like you're in my head like you're 16. Like it's not that kind of a dinner. Like it's a family dinner. It's
Exactly.
family. Like I would sooner say bring a friend than like a I don't know because I feel like friends. It's like
Exactly.
oh, it's your friend who I've known for years, who's like
Yes.
who is like family to us. It's like your girlfriend for 6 months is not, and you're in high school. It's like it's not. Anya's just doing. I don't know. She's doing a lot. She's like, oh, I wasn't invited. Like you guys are not engaged. Like relax. Once again, but Anya's, but she's there's a child. They're in
Yeah,
love.
she's a child, and I think there's like a culture difference. I think they're not really, they're kind
Yeah,
of talking
she's a
about.
white child.
Exactly.
Get a grip.
And Allie is like, well, I'm excited for this trip because, I like someone. And so, but it's not revealed yet who it is. But once they go outside, or I think actually Allie makes a point in this conversation to be like, well, like my brother and I have very different rules of like what the expectations are.
Right.
And they walk outside. Allie goes up to Mr. Johnny in his Samantha book, and she's like trying to be like, hi. Listen, Allie is so confident in a way that I'm like, girl, if only I could have had a drop of that shit. Cause she is like Miss Confident Niner. I'm gonna talk to anyone, and I'm gonna talk to this boy.
Oh,
And
yeah.
he's gonna get it. So,
Allie put on a little lip gloss. She's like, I'm ready. That's her, like,
yes,
that's her cape. She's like a superhero. She's
exactly.
like, I'm ready to go.
But Johnny ignores her. Anya goes up to Sav and is like, "So I heard it wasn't invited to the family dinner," and she breaks up with him. We're done,
So
okay?
dramatic. I'm like, but also like Degrassi is one, if one gets, if one thing they're good at is like capturing the drama of being a teenager. Because I'm like,
Exactly.
Anya, this is ridiculous.
Exactly. We jump to the scene at university. We're in a lecture hall. Manny and Emma are checking out Kelly, who arrives to class, and he hands Manny a sandwich so that she's not hungry. And listen, if a man gave me food freshman year of college, I think he's in love with me.
Oh
Their
yeah.
feelings are accurate.
I'm like, that's
And
literally my husband.
later on in the study room, listen, Emma, it looks a little bit desperate in this situation because she's like looking around. Kelly is sitting next to her on the couch, and she's like, "Oh, is anyone else cold?" And Kelly takes off his jacket to put it on her shoulders. I'm like, "Emma, come
Emma as a stunt
on."
queen.
Manny did you have to try, and he was like, "Here's some food. Don't want you to be hungry." And Emma had
I know,
literally
didn't have, she had to
reached.
ask, she really, she had to really like angle her way, like, oh, burr, I'm so cold. I'm so thin.
Oh gosh. We jump back to the woods. Anya and Sav are back together. The bus ride, healed all wounds, and they're doing fine. They are trekking through the woods doing this ecological science game. And Sav is trying to like get in some like boo time with Anya, but his sister is killing the mood. And
Of
Anya's like,
course.
"This is fun. I'm hanging out with your sister. Like, I'm not thinking about you, Sav. Like,
So hang out with the
gosh."
family. Like, I'm like, you see how I'm with your
Yeah.
sister?
Also, it's like
Imagine
5 p.m. The
her, but
daylight
it's
is
like,
up.
your parents. It's like me and your parents. Like, we'd have fun.
We jump back to the dorm at university. Emma and Manny are talking about Kelly. They're doing some yoga, which again, this is like watching this as a high schooler, I'd be like, "Oh, I can't wait to go to college and do some yoga myself." As if
Yeah, this is like right when yoga was starting to get like trendy. Because I'm like,
yes.
also, it just was like a weird scene because they're just like talking and like doing yoga. I'm like, why is it just the two of you? I don't know. It was just like in, like, where were they? Like in the common room? It was just like, you guys are weird. It's like, stop. Like, I would have walked in and like, these two white bitches are doing yoga and walked right out.
Oh dear. Who invites her boyfriend to dinner? Emma. This
After the
Emma
first
invite.
week of dating, she's like, come over to dinner.
Exactly. And they're kind of going back and forth of like, "Oh, we can't let Kelly come between us, like we're not doing that again." And then they kind of go through this rundown of like how many times they've both been chasing after the same guy. So we've got Craig, we've got what's his face? Pete, did they mention Peter? I don't know
I
if they
think
did.
they mentioned Peter.
Damon.
Damien, yeah.
Yes, and then Emma goes,
Oh,
Jay.
Jay.
And then Manny goes, she
Oh,
goes, "I want to
they
see
do
Dated
be,
Jay."
they do be double dipping though. Oh my God, you guys are like incestuous. Like, why are you both be fucking the same people all the time? Like,
But
what's going on?
Manny has to give a dig. She's like, "Well, I wouldn't say that you'd ever dated Jay.
That was a
You were
serve though. It's
just..."
just like you sucked his dick once and got gonorrhea. Like, girl, relax.
And joke's on you, Manny, because you dated him after. So.
Yeah, but we dated. We were engaged. Like, it was cute over here. Like, y'all were just sloppy over there.
But they're like, "Oh, we can't let a boy get in between us. Let's see what our compatibility project, insert lesson of the week, and we'll see who's the most compatible," and that would be the person that truthfully gets to get him. We get back to the woods. Connor is returning back with all his fucking moths for his moth tray, and Johnny's pissed. Johnny's like, "Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit," and takes his net and punches a hole in it. And I'm like, "You didn't have to do that."
Johnny hates moths, or he just loves moths. He's like, stop catching them. They're my friends, and he punches
True.
this hole a hole through. I think he loves moms.
But Allie's like, ha, ha, ha. Listen, Connor's Allie's friend, supposedly, but Allie's like, do you want to go for a walk? She's like kind of like turned on by it. She's
She
like,
loves it.
ooh,
She's like,
bad
yeah.
boy.
She's like, I wish I could have done the same thing. I like, but my wrist, my fist is just so tiny and dainty. I could not punch a hole through a net, but I love that you could do that. That was very attractive to me.
But he's like, okay. So they decide to go on a walk together.
It was very Emma and Sean, like at the dance when she's wearing that stupid shirt with the fucking heart on it, and that orange shirt with a silver heart. And like, remember he like almost gets in a fight with Jimmy, and then she's like, "Wanna dance?" And he's like, "Sure." And like, that's like what like calms him down. And I'm like, "Okay, Allie."
But
She's like,
also red flag.
"Yeah." She's like, "Oh, aggression. Wanna hang out?" I'm like, "No."
Run away. Oh my
Yes.
God. Also, I was like, the way that he's like full on like going after Connor, I'm like, have we too soon forgot about the school shooting? Because it's getting scary.
Yeah, it's like, why are you so aggressively trying to like fuck Connor's life up? Like, and Connor doesn't do like, yeah, like is he like mildly annoying? Probably, but he doesn't do anything to anyone. He just kind of like does his little projects and stays out of everyone's
Exactly.
way.
Exactly. We get back to the dorm study room. Manny and Emma are going over the answers for the compatibility questionnaire. And they're going back and forth about, like, well, I have this in common with him, and you have this in common with him. And it turns out that it's a tie. And darn, it's not, we're gonna have to find another way to figure out who really deserves him, or he
I
gets to be
love when
over him.
they're going through that list and they both in unison say, basically, I always go after unavailable people. And I'm like, damn, you guys both have daddy issues. That's why. Like, you both have daddy issues. Like, that's why
Damn.
you're like this. Like, we need to go up there. And what class is this? What is this class?
It could be psychology, it could be lots of things, anything 101, really,
I
statistics.
know. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, what kind of college is this?
It's a Canadian liberal arts college, so who knows? I say that sarcastically because I'm sure their universities are, in many
Probably
ways,
pretty good.
much more profound than.
McGill is a very good school. I thought
Okay.
about applying there for grad school, but then I was like, I don't want to live in Canada. I don't have to like do a Canadian winter. I think I was like, so I did Chicago winter instead, which was probably just as bad.
Yeah. We get back to the woods with Sav, who is talking to the gossip, Miss Shantae herself. And Shantae is roasting a hot dog, and she's like, so I hear that you're not the only Bhandari busy in the woods. I hear your sister's getting down and dirty in the woods as well. And it is approximately 6 p.m. The sun is high in the sky. Like, there's the trees are very skinny. There's you can see everything.
Yes, there's like very like high visibility. Like no one's getting busy in the woods and we're not seeing it. Also, Shantae, like girl code, don't tell her brother. Like, come on.
Shantae, listen.
Shantae said, like, listen, I am TMZ, this bitch. Like, I gotta tell everybody.
Remember later she's the one that is hosting the tent party. She's like, I'm trying to get all the dirt on all y'all. Okay, so I can have gossip for later.
Also, are they all going to be in the tent? Or are they like just hanging outside of the tent? The tents are very small.
Exactly. How big is Shantae's tent? She
Yeah,
would
she'd
have a
have
big
like,
tent. She would have a
yeah,
furry tent.
she'd like glamp, like a glamping like situation, like a huge like tent.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like a studio apartment in the
It's like that fucking Harry Potter one that just looks small, but it's big inside.
Yeah, when they go to like the fucking try the tournament or like the Quidditch thing, yeah, it's like, oh, it's fine. Like it's actually like
Yeah.
a 10-bedroom.
Yes. Sav is pissed because he's like, not my sister getting a reputation her freshman year. And so he goes up to her and he's like,
That's the best time to like get a reputation, because you have 4 years to build a legacy.
listen, Paige left. Someone else has to fill the shoes, okay?
Right. I got maybe
It has
Paige
yet to be
and a
filled.
Manny. I'm gonna do both. Like I could be everyone.
He's like, why are you building up a reputation? Like, do you know what people are saying about you? And she's like, excuse me, Mr. Hypocrite. Am I wrong to hear that you are not also having things said about you? Are we not one and the same? And he's like, oh, whatever. Just go back to your tent. Like,
Like it's different. They're saying you're a loose girl, you'll never get married. And I'm
oh my
like,
God.
okay, like I understand that it's like a cultural thing, but also like we're at Degrassi. Like, no one like is gonna like I don't think that like I think that they're supposed to be Pakistani. I don't think the greater community in Toronto is really gonna find out about this. I think it's like really gonna like self-contain in Degrassi. So long as there's no other Pakistani kids in school, we're the only two in this school. It's
Well,
like, maybe you're fine. She's probably okay.
Shantae may know the greater Toronto area, so I wouldn't put it past her.
She's in all the cultural groups. Like she knows the gossip and the Pakistani, like the Filipino community. She's like in the Russian community. She's actually Shantae can speak many languages. And
Which is
she's just
scary.
like, she's like everywhere. Like she has everybody's tea. She's in Little Italy. She's like over there. Like she's everywhere. I love that for her.
Exactly.
That's hot girl
Terrified
shit.
for everyone else, but like,
She's
just
having
don't get her on
fun.
a bad side.
Yeah.
Allie and Anya, the sun is finally set, the campfire is lit, and Anya and Allie are chatting, and Anya's like, listen, he's just your brother. He's concerned about you. Like, don't stress. And Anya, Allie's just like, oh, you don't get it. Like, he's just so obnoxious. And then Anya's like, I think it's like at one point, Anya's like jokingly saying, like, oh, like, what can a girl do to be in your parents' good graces? Like, what do I have to do? And then Allie's like, ha ha ha, just become Muslim. And then Anya's like, ding ding, alert, alert, I've got it.
She reminds me of one of the recent seasons of 90 Day Fiancé, The Other Way,
Girl,
that sits with the blonde bob. Do you remember
oh my
her?
God,
Who moved to
yes.
the band and like she converted, and then they were like upset because they were like, it's revealed basically. If you had not converted, this wouldn't have mattered, but you converted, so we're taking it seriously. So like you have to like follow these rules. And she's like, oh, I just didn't understand. Like I converted, but I just like
She was
didn't
fucking
think,
dumb.
yeah, because like, I know, like, I think technically the way you convert in Islam is you just have to like declare, like, I accept that Allah is
Yes,
the one
it's
true
different than
God and
Judaism, though.
Muhammad is his, like, yeah, you just have to say it, like, and that's it. And then, like, you practice, assuming you practice after that. But then, like, it just never occurred to her to like research what Islam was and like, or just like, oh, I'm just Muslim now, so it's like fine. I'm like, no, like now there's like certain expectations now because you are a part of this faith and
Okay,
this community.
so slight tangent.
Go
Because I
for it.
fucking that couple is very fascinating. That girl's weird. The family that she's marrying into is also weird.
Oh,
But
yeah.
aside from her weirdness, the brothers in that family that she married into have all married, because they're Egyptian, right?
Yeah.
So they all married foreign women who converted to Islam because of them. So I was very con
So I have
because
a
remember.
question.
Yeah, go
I know
ahead.
one of them had a Chinese wife, but they're all are Chinese Muslims. Was she a Chinese Muslim or did she convert? I wasn't sure. I
Because
was like, I wasn't sure what her story
same.
was.
Because at first I was like, okay. But then at one point when the blonde girl with the bob comes to Egypt and the Chinese wife is like, oh, like you'll get used to it. I got used to it when I converted. So she's just like a
Oh, I
Han
missed that.
Chinese, like grew up in fucking basic ass China. Like, and then fell in love and converted. So I was very concerned. I'm like, why are they so pressed about having a Muslim wife and then always finding someone else when they fucking live in Egypt
Baby
and in
girl.
the
Lousy with
like
Muslim women. Like, there's so many.
or
Like,
pick a neighboring country, like
I'm always
something.
confused by that show both ways, because it's like
Yeah.
you want like you clearly have these expectations, which is fine. Just you're in your
Yeah.
right, but
Yeah.
you're in a place where they're everywhere. You still decide someone who's not from there. You want to actually disrupt their life. I'm like, just fuck her. Like, there's
And
so many. Like, I don't understand what your problem is. I don't, and part of it's also we know like the whole like the fetishization of the West and like you want a white girl basically. But then there's also like white, find a Bosnian girl. There's white Muslim people who are like actually Muslim and like actually are in the faith and not like some white designer girl from LA and trying to make her Muslim. Like, just
Yeah.
there's people out here who are actually like in the
Yeah.
faith. Like,
It
duh.
that was weird to me when I when all of that when I kind of was like, because again, I was giving them the same grace of like, oh, well, maybe something's different. Maybe something's different. But then I was like, when I saw that brother and then found out that that girl was just from like basic ass mainland China, I was like, nope, there's something wrong with these brothers. That's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, that whole show is weird because that storyline happens all of the time of people
I
like marrying. Like,
know.
do you not Google where your partner is from, like, to understand their culture, like, at all?
No.
Like, it's why I would never marry
No.
anybody who is of any faith, really, like practicing. Because I'm like, well, there might be an expectation that I also take part, and I don't mean just Islam, but like Judaism, Christianity. There's an assumption that I'm going to do that, so I could date, be with this person and then convert, or I just find somebody who already has the beliefs I have and I don't have to worry
Because
about
that's
that.
fine.
So that's what I did. Because like,
And if only you
there's
were from a
options.
country where you could easily find people, or in a region where you could easily find people of similar backgrounds and belief systems. If only.
If only. Oh
They were
God,
fucking weird.
that show like infuriates me because it happens so many times. I'm just like,
I know.
what's the fucking deal? Like, why are you like this? Yeah, I still didn't finish that season though. Last I checked, she was like still crying about
I
having to
also
like
didn't finish.
cover her head. I was like,
Listen,
girl.
she's the fucking worst too, which is like not helpful because it's
He was
like I
terrible
want
too
to
though.
sympathize. He was, but
He's very passive aggressive in a way that he would start shit and I'd be like, baby, I love you. And I'm like, fuck off. Like, you already got me worked up and you want to be like, oh, I love you. Like, what's the problem? Why I love you? Like, no, fuck you. We're fighting. We're fighting right now.
you know what my first thought was? Like, because there's like there's sometimes I'll pick up when like it's very obvious when someone is like one way off camera and then they're kind of performing on camera and then the other person is like, what the fuck is going on? I feel like a lot of that is happening. I also think that he is a big gaslighter, big manipulator, like controlling person. Like, and when I realized how his brother was and that they were seeking out these women abroad, I'm like, this is. And the fact that she left and then he somehow convinced her to come back. And I'm like, that's it's
It's
getting really
scary.
weird and
And he's
sketchy.
so
Yes.
skinny, and I hate that. I want to like just like snap him in half, like
Oh
shut up.
no.
Over my knee.
Yes,
I
because he,
literally
oh
could just,
God.
I guess like, I could just like, a slight wind will just carry you away. Shut the fuck up.
But Anya is like, listen, Sav, baby, I will convert for you. Don't worry. Sav is playing a song for Denny, and it's giving peak, like I don't even like peak, like Southern California emo punk band,
So
like
apparently
Yellow
these
Card.
guys actually
That
had a
like,
band together. Like the
wait, is he
actors
singing for
that,
real?
yes, those bands, students, like apparently they actually did all have a band together. I guess it's kind of how they factored in the storyline. But whenever Sav sings, I get so cringe. Like my butthole goes up into my throat. That's how like tight it's clenched because he's like, my one, my only, Anya. It's like so bad. And I can't tell if it's supposed to be bad or he just like actually is a terrible singer.
Well, it's like, okay, we are approaching, this is what, 2008. So we are approaching the era of like you got to have a certain unique singing voice. Like
I mean, it is unique.
Like fucking what's her face? I never see a diamond in the air.
Lord, I love Lord.
Okay, but Lorde was like the mainstream version of that, but we're approaching the era where like
Yeah.
you have to
The
have that voice
that
to like
like that the indie
hold.
voice is approaching like cause it's like later. But it's an offshoot of emo, but it's like, yeah, it's like Lorde. I never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the
In the
movies,
movies.
and I'm not proud of my address.
A torn up town.
Town,
Fucking
no
Cockney.
postcode envy. Love Lord. It's not even
Love
she.
her,
Love Lord.
but
That solar power song came out. I was like, I hate the world today. I was like, yeah. Like I'm an
oh,
occult too.
yes. But like Lorde again, Lorde was like
Yeah.
the mainstream version of that, but there were so many fucking other artists that had that
Yeah,
like that
everyone had
voice.
that indie voice, like avocados and some bananas. Is that weird? Oh God, I hate that voice. But it's like, but it hasn't gone away. People are still kind of doing it. I'm like,
I
oh
know.
man, like indie girl voice is like still a thing.
Oh, the pinnacle of that is fucking Marnie on Girls.
Wait, no, but Party on Girls is hilarious. Oh. So she does that. Was it? What did she? What's the song she did?
Stronger, stronger.
Yeah. I literally look up in that clip. It's so. Allison Williams is actually so funny. Like
I
the
know.
one, the
Iconic, iconic.
best, iconic.
But like that.
That don't kill me. Can
I
only
know.
make me stronger.
At her fucking ex-boyfriend's like app launch party.
That show is so funny. It was funny. I know we hate
Oh, we
Lena
love it.
Dunham.
We
We
love
hate Lena
it.
Dunham,
But
but that
that is
show is
like,
funny. That show was hilarious.
listen. I know.
Anya's a
But that's what
Marnie.
Sav obviously. And
Yeah.
Sav is giving what's his face? What was her like boyfriend, husband, musician partner?
Oh, Desi. Yeah, he's giving Desi.
Anya arrives and Danny gets the message that it's time for him to go to Shantae's party tent. And Anya's like, okay, Sav, happy anniversary. I have a surprise for you. I want to be Muslim for you. Surprise. And Sav is like, thanks, but you don't have to do that. It's cool, you know? Okay. Well, I think I'll mention it more later, but like at the end of the episode, but I feel like in this episode, this is 2008, and I feel like it wasn't until very, very recently that we're kind of publicly and like mainstreamly talking about the Muslim hate and anti-Muslim like rhetoric. And I feel like this episode was giving a little bit of like, not overtly, but just at times they were like, oh my gosh, this brown Muslim family, they have so many different traditions. And now this young white girl's like almost being persuaded to convert to Muslim so easily, to Islam so easily. Not in an overt way, but it was interesting how that was a plot line of like, oh my gosh, you know, people are choosing to convert to Islam, so half-heartedly at times. And I feel like that's not a reality.
I don't know if I got that.
Maybe I'm reading into it, but
Well, because the way I looked at it was more like this was a show more of like Anya's ignorance too, that like, well, also like both ways, right? Like, so Sav's ignorance and that like just lacking the emotional maturity that like You are, I mean, and this is where I'm gonna defend Anya. I know I just like shit talk. This is what I do on the show. I flip flop all the time. I'm just like, oh fuck this person. I'm like, but actually, like, but you know, Sav's immaturity of like, okay, you're dating this girl. She very deeply wants to be more part of your life. You know, she can never really be because your parents don't even want you dating. They are, have we learned about the fact that they're like looking for like a wife for him too? Like, they have a very,
Yes, but I'm also almost mixing it up with something else. So I
maybe
think
it happens
maybe.
later. I don't know. But
Yeah.
like, but you know, there's all of these like specific cultural expectations I have. And Sav is not being mature enough to recognize that like these two things are very much at odds and it is hurting her that she wants to be a part of your life. And like,
Yes.
you know, you're he's she's kind of blocked out because of these things. And you're not really leveling with her. In the same vein, though, Anya is showing her ignorance and immaturity of like, okay, I'll just convert. And it's like, it's you're six, you've been dating for 6 months. Do you know what this faith is? Do you understand? Do you know? I don't think you know what Islam is. I think it was just to clear, I'm not saying it's bad. Like, do you even know what it is? But like, no, like, but do you know what Islam is beyond just what my boyfriend's faith is and that you're doing it just so that you can meet his parents? Like, not even like marry him. It's like to meet his parents. Like, let's calm down. You know, it's just like very, they're just both very, the Sav Anya thing I think goes on too long. I'm like, you guys are just incompatible. Like it's like 90 days. Like you guys are incompatible. Like it's great that you like each other, but like you seem like you're not willing to budge on the cultural stuff. You seem like you don't want to budge on not having this like out in the open relationship and being like so coupled up. You're not supposed to be together. Sorry. Break up.
You're right. Okay, so what I'm
I
doing
often
is
am Lauren, and I'm happy you're coming around to that.
okay, what's
You
happening is
recognize me.
I think we talked too recently about 90 Day Fiance, so now I'm like putting the 90 Day Fiance context of like
Oh, yeah.
people like jumping into these relationships not knowing what it is, and then also being like, I don't know, the
But
way that
also being
TLC is.
kind of Islamophobic, a little bit ignorant. And also,
Exactly.
because it doesn't help that, like, I understand for the show, because, like, part of the entertainment of the show is like, oh, these people from different cultures, like, how do they make it work? But, like, there is an overrepresentation on the show of, like, people who are specifically Muslim men being, like, really manipulative and abusive. And, like, and they keep showing that. And it's like, okay, like, everyone who is Muslim is not like this. Like, this is, it's kind of like, have you ever seen that movie, Not Without My Daughter?
No.
It's a Sally Field joint. Love Sally Field. The movie is terrible.
Not a South Field joint. I love
Sally
that.
Field is my girl. So I'm like, Sally Field, like, yes. I just watched Normal Lady the
I
other day
love
and I
how
was like, oh.
that's the name of her production company. Like
Sally Field joint. So 40 Acres and a Steel Magnolia. Anyway, so she.
oh my God. Oh my God.
Sally Field. But it's
Listen,
from
Sally Field deserves better. Spike Lee deserved better than that, but also iconic.
I love her. Like she like Sally Field is so cute. Like yeah,
She
I feel
is.
like she would like hug you. Like if I met her, she'd give me a hug. She'd have a nice hug, give a good hug. Anyway, so this movie called Not Without My Daughter is based on a true story, and it's about a woman who is like she marries an Iranian man. It's post-revolution. They get married and they have a child in the United States. So he asks her to come with him one like summer or something. He experiences a lot of Islamophobia and like anti-Iranian sentiment at his job. He's a doctor. So he's getting kind of fed up with just like being in America and just like, you know, it's like the 80s. So like, you know, the perception of people in Iran especially is like really bad. So he's like, okay, let's go to Iran to like visit and like meet my family. Because my family wants to meet our daughter. They never met her. She's like five. Like, let's go. We'll just stay for a couple of weeks and we'll come back. So then they're like, okay, let's go. So they go. And then he doesn't want to go back. And he like forces her and the daughter to stay. He's like, we're gonna live here now. And she's like, no. So she tries to like get out, but then like, no, because in Iran, if you're married to an Iranian man, you're an Iranian citizen. So like you can't leave. Like you're an Iranian citizen. and he has to like give you permission. So like you can't go anywhere, right? So this whole like thing of her trying to like escape, because she's like you can leave, but you have to leave the daughter, and she's like, not let my daughter. So like she has to like, it's very Lifetime-y, but it's like an actual movie like in theaters. But she's like a
Right.
whole thing of her trying to like get out of Iran, and she like eventually does and writes a book about it, and that becomes the book, that becomes the movie Meta. But it's very racist, the movie. Like if you watch it, it's very like
I had a
everyone in
feeling.
Iran is like crazy and like really like it's like they're like all brainwashed in the faith, and like actually there's like no like Iranian people who are like it ignores the fact that like a lot of Iranians also were trapped in Iran, like had
You
once
don't say.
been like pretty liberal people, and then like then the revolution happened, and they were kind of like, I'm just here. No, everyone in the country is like crazed, and they're like, oh my God, we love it. Like, we're just like, I got told that we love him. So like everyone's like weird and like fucked up and racist, and like all the men are horrible, all the men are submissive. It's a very racist movie. And I read an article after watching about this woman who was like, yeah, no, like being an Iranian person after this movie in America was awful, because it was like Iranian guys had a hard time dating after, because they're like, no one wants to date us, but I figure out trying to steal you and take you to Iran and force you to stay there. And like the whole thing, and it's like it's just interesting how much like just the media, like
Yes.
one little movie starring Sally Field, a misstep in her career, I would say, it's like fuck up some people's lives. But like, yeah, all to say, 90 Day Fiance does it. And I don't think you're totally wrong. I think like I could see where, you know, it's touchy when you're bringing up the whole like, you know, the cultural aspects of Islam, and also like, and also it's not like the faith too, it's also like the cultural aspects of like, well, what country are you talking about? Because like also the way that people do
Exactly.
Islam in different countries varies, and how those elements affect like how those things are tied. So it's delicate, because it's very easy where you could fall into like the, this is just how they are. This is just that, well, what do you expect on, you know, they're Muslims, like what do you think? And it's like, you know.
And so I think they, you're right. I think I was like very much like putting on the 90 Day Fiance edit on top of like, this
But
is
no,
so
and
fucked
also
up
not,
that they
but
would
you're
show
also not
this.
wrong, because it's easy to do it. I don't know if they necessarily did it, but I could see where it's like it, we get, and also I'm personally over storylines of like, oh, like first gen Canadians and Americans with their like Muslim parents, and they're trying to like break free. And I'm like, okay, like let's add a little nuance here. Like it's not always like this, you know? Because we have another
It
character
does
later on,
it.
Degrassi, this is a similar thing too. It's just like, I'm tired of like
It fuck it. I'm
that.
just thinking of Bennett like Beckham as well.
Right.
Yeah, it's an old trope that's like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
But
Oh, yeah.
I think it's, I don't know. It's not bad. It's
Yeah.
not
So it's,
the worst, but it's
at
I think
least
we're
it's
like,
not. We've come a long way from Hazel doing Islamophobia. So
look at God.
look at us.
Anya, listen, this scene, so they're like, they're like, oh my gosh, yes, happy anniversary. So they start making out. Anya like grabs Sav's butt and like pats it. I'm like, okay.
I didn't catch that. Ew.
Oh, because she pats it and then she sticks her hand in his
Unless she
pocket,
finds the
the
condoms.
condoms, and I'm just like, okay. Maybe
Maybe
Anya likes.
he likes a little booty pat sometimes, a little.
Maybe she likes a bum,
Yeah.
but she's really upset because she's like, oh my gosh, did you think we were gonna have sex? And then he's like, no, I just thought like, you know,
Why is
just in
that always
case.
another trope that happens? Is like when girl finds guy with condoms, like, oh, then we're gonna have sex. I'm like, well, I think that's like pretty smart to like be prepared, at least like in the event that you do. Someone brought condoms.
And Sav explains that, and
Yeah.
then he's like, I only want to do if you want to do it. And then she's like, okay. And he's like,
Like
oh,
what?
you want to?
Yeah. See, and you want to see? So now we have condoms. Isn't that great?
Exactly.
Like,
Exactly.
look at us. I came
So
prepared. We're camping.
they're excited. Allie knocks on Johnny's tent, who's alone reading the same damn Samantha book in his
He still
tent.
ain't finished that book. That book is 2 pages.
He's a new reader. Okay. He's a new reader. Poor Miss Kwan was like, sorry, Johnny, your reading level is too low. You're gonna have to go to the library and do some Hooked on Phonics.
Not a
That's
new
where he found
reader.
those. That's where he found those. That he already read the Magic Treehouse books. He got through the Animorphs.
He's like, Johnny definitely reads with like his finger.
Yes. Yes, very much so. And listen, li listen, Allie's on the right path. Give me a little like a little cute dummy. Maybe that's wrong to say, but like a little cute dum dum, you know? You're like, oh, do you need a tutor? Listen, we were like meant to think that that was like the aspirational. If you just find you a bad boy that's dumb,
Hello, Jordan
that
Catalano. Why Jordan Catalano can't read? Like, hello, the blueprint of hot boy who cannot read. Yes, I watched that fucking show my whole life, and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to have an illiterate boyfriend.
Yep. That's all I need.
Why? Why were we okay with that? I was like, oh my God, like you can't read, like it's hot.
Because they were like, oh, now they're vulnerable. It's their one piece of vulnerability.
Oh my God, he can't be perfect. Great.
Well, Allie, listen, she's like, ooh, Johnny's reading by himself in his tent.
Hot.
We're going in. So he's like, I'm just reading my book. And she's like, it's okay, I'll just hang out and watch you read. And it's like, oh, Allie. No, you're giving too much up, but it's okay. He kind of buys into it. He's intrigued and he's like, you're not gonna give up, are you? And she's
Is
like,
that like
no.
his real voice? Or does he just like, is he putting on like a tough guy voice? Justine, I know you're listening right now. Hello.
Oh.
You met him before. Tell us, is that how he sounds? You're like, he has this kind of a voice. He's kind of like kind of gravelly. He's like, I'm reading a book. Like, is that his like actual voice? Or is he like doing like, I'm a bad boy, it's my voice? Like, you know?
Interesting. I don't know. But we did see his first smile. He's like, okay.
He's a little
So
smirk. He's like,
he's like, you want to play Crazy Eights? And she's like, I want to play poker. And he's like, ooh, feisty. Again,
She's like
Samantha.
strip poker.
So, yeah, she's giving Samantha, so. Connor and the other white boy who I can't remember his name, that's gonna like has
Hey,
a
Casey.
KC. There's too many C's.
Yes, way too
We've
many.
had too many S's and now we're in the era of too
It's a
many
lot of
C's.
like Claire, Casey, Connor. It's too much.
They're like Connor's like, I'm gonna get him back. This is what you get when you mess with my moth. They release some critters into the tent where
Yeah, critters.
you know what Connor wanted when he was younger? He wanted that fucking toy that would make the gummy creepy crawlers. Do you remember that commercial?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
The
I wanted one of those. I think
ones
they're
you
called
could
creepy
eat?
crawlies, right? Creepy crawlies?
Yes. Obsessed. So Sav and Anya are making out. Oh, the shirt's off, so they're on their way. And they then the distance hear some screaming and they're like, what's that? But they're like, it's fine. And then Sav hears that the high-pitched shrill of his sister, and he's like,
That's
oh,
Allie.
I have to go save
I
her.
don't know if I would recognize my sister's scream.
No.
I'm like,
No.
is that you?
The way that I could just be like, I wonder what that is, and just like walk on by.
Your brother's in peril. He's like tied to train tracks. He's like, oh, help me. And you're just like,
Must be a coyote. So Sav comes running without his shirt on, and Allie is screaming. And Sav assesses the situation and realizes that she's screaming coming out of Johnny's tent. And they're holding each other's hands. Johnny and Allie are holding hands at this point. And Sav is pissed. And he's like, you were alone in a tent with a boy? And then she's like, Sir, you don't have a shirt on. What were you doing?
You're gonna call you a loose girl. I love that term. Like, it's like,
Yes.
I don't know why, like a loose woman or like a loose girl is. I'm like, yes, I am. There was like a tweet that was like a viral tweet from some like fucking right wing person. It's like, oh, what would your great grandfather say about your job? If you explain your job to your great grandfather, he understand it. If he doesn't, it's not like a real job. And I'm like, I don't know. I get fucking paid, so maybe it's a real job. My first thought was like, my great grandfather would call me a loose woman because I'm doing my job in a tube top. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm literally just like, keep like your slut, like you're a loose woman, you know? So, shout out to the great grandfather. If he called me a loose
Shout
woman,
out
I
to the
think
ancestors.
he called me a loose woman, I'd be like, thank you. That's what I was going for. Shorty do get loose. That's what I say.
But the party's over, everyone's going back to the tents, and the sex-crazed teenagers must now calm down. We get to university lecture hall, everyone's giving their presentations, and it's Emmy. I'm just gonna start Imani, Emma and Manny tell the teacher that they aren't ready. They got distracted on some other research, and so the teacher's like,
He's like, this is a
there.
101. Like, it's not that complicated. Take the fucking test. He's like, it's not even like,
I
this is like
know.
easy. I have been hungover in this lecture every day. I gave you guys the easiest project to complete, and you're still like, oh, we need to do some supplementary research. Like, what research? Just do the
Exactly.
fucking compatibility test. Are you compatible? It's simple. I fail them.
Exactly, and that's what happened. We get back to Degrassi. The bus arrives back at school. Sev confronts Allie about, oh, sorry, this is the bus ride back home. Sev is confronting Allie about being a loose, impure girl. And he's like, listen, are you gonna want, no family's gonna want an impure girl. And then Allie's basically just like, what about you? Like, you were doing, like, supposedly you were alone in a tent with a girl. Like, are you, what are you saying, bruh?
But it's different.
But Anya is
And Anya's
overhearing
like
all of this.
overhearing it. And she's like, am I a loose girl? She was like, I was about to get fucked in the tent. Like, am I a loose girl?
We get back to university. Emma and Manny are having a battle for Kelly, and they want to see who he wants. They're like, listen, we're over this. Let's just go ask him and see what he says. We'll get the final verdict. And they storm into the dorm, and guess who's about to get it in with a random ass college? What do you call it?
I think her name is
Co-ed.
Gwendolyn. I think we've met her before.
She would be a
But
Gwendolyn. Just kidding.
yeah, but they're about to get it in. And he's like, sock on the door? I've never
The
seen
fucking
that.
high.
I've never seen the sock on the door thing in college, or
Okay.
like rubber band on the door, like, isn't there a thing?
I was about to say, I was like, does that happen in college? Is it real or is it a trope?
I feel like that probably did happen pre-cell phones. Cause like, yeah, you wouldn't know, but I feel like with cell phones, it's like you just tell your roommate, you text them like, hey, I have somebody in here.
Right.
I for one, when I was in college, I only lived in the dorms 1 year and I had a boyfriend, but we would just go to his suite. So like, yeah, he would just tell us because he had a roommate, but his roommate never like slept in his room. He always slept in the living room. It was weird. But he would like text him like, hey, like Sonique's over. And that was
Okay.
like it, but he wouldn't have put like a sock because like I just text them, just tell them like someone's in here with me, you
That
know.
makes sense.
I never did it because I didn't bring him over to my dorm because I
Because you
shared it's a
weren't,
tiny with a girl, and I was like, I'm not doing that to
you
her.
weren't a loose girl either. So,
So, listeners, let us know, did that happen when you were in college? And if so, what year were you in college? Were there cell phones? I really do think this is like a holdover, probably pre-cell phone. And that was, I could believe that being a thing like in the 80s, because it's like, well, how else would you know someone's in the room?
I am always fascinated because, like, there were so many rules at my university that prevented. Like there was no way to even get to a point where like two people were in a dorm together to even get to a point to have sex.
Were
Because
your
even when
dorms
they're,
like separated by gender, like boys, the boys and the girls?
yeah, and then they're on opposite sides of campus. So there's a girls' dorm
Oh.
side of campus, and then a boys' dorm side of campus. And then there would be open dorm nights, like maybe like once every 2 months. And I remember when I was an RA, I had to do walkthroughs every 30 minutes, and all the if you had to sign in so that we knew which rooms they were in, and then you had to keep your door open, and then you would have to, everyone's feet had to be on the floor.
Oh my God, that's so intense. Our
But
dorms were all mixed. Like, so like in my dorm, it was like boy, girl by floor. So it was like they were in the building, but we just like were separated by floors. But like you could just go up there. They could just come down if they wanted to.
Wow.
But like,
So
yeah.
you couldn't, like, there was, like, if you were opposite gender, you couldn't even get past the front desk to get up to the dorm. Like, there's us, like, I worked at the front desk, so you couldn't get past there. I guess if you really tried, you could try to sneak someone in, but there's snitches everywhere, so they just report you couldn't trust anyone that was in the
Dang,
dorm.
y'all would snitch on each other too?
Because we're all Christians, so it's like you can't rely on people not to tell on you if you're sneaking someone into the dorm to have sex. You know,
Dang, yo, that's crazy.
but I
You
was
went to
always
fascist school. Like, that's wild.
I was always curious, like, because I've been trying to ask more people. There's so few people I know that would have like been trying to have sex at Harding that I'm like, how did you do it? Like, so like they would have to sneak into someone's, they would have someone have a car, and you would have to go park somewhere. But the security, there was a small town, so this the university security would drive around Searcy, like the town, and try to find people.
Are you serious? Like, just like in amongst the civilians?
Like where people would go to like park and like, yeah, like in like empty parking lots, yeah.
So were there people? I mean, I'm sure there are people in your school who did have sex. Like, that's I doubt no one did. Someone had sex.
Yeah.
Like, how did they do it? They went to like
I'm
an
very
apartment?
curious.
Were there apartments? Like,
But
could you have an apartment?
yes, but if you had to be, there are certain qualifications for you to live off campus. You had to be over 21, a certain amount of college credits, or married. So if you did and were eligible to live off campus, you had to live in approved housing, which means that someone was affiliated with the university that was like the landlord. So that means, and like you're, sometimes they lived in the same house with you, sometimes they were like across the street. So you, even then, if you wanted to invite people over, you had to be sneaky about that.
This feels like a cult. I'm sorry,
Oh,
like no
yes,
offense,
it
but like it's
was.
very cult-like. Like what? Like I
It
am an adult
was.
and I'm also not even on campus. Why are you following me?
So like there were ways, but there was just so many, like, and everything is always like, oh, it's a small town. Even if you get outside of that, what if someone finds out? What if another faculty sees you and recognizes you and then reports back? Very culty.
Wow. Yeah, no, we were just like it was a free-for-all.
But the funny thing is that people were still fucking at Harding. So I'm like fascinated. I'm like,
Oh
how'd
yeah,
you
I know
do
they
it?
had to. Yeah,
I want to
you need
know.
to like do more supplementary research and find out, because
Oh.
I'm now I'm curious, like how did they get away with it? I'm sure they had to.
I have a friend who will remain anonymous, who I found out that she got caught once with her boyfriend. They were like hooking up in like an admin building, which is like a big kind of auditorium and then lots of offices, but it was like open all day, so you can go in there. So they snuck in there and were like making out, and like her shirt was off, and the security busted in and found them, and they got reported to the deans, and she had to have a meeting with the deans and was almost kicked out. I told her, I was like, you were like in a whole ass office building.
No, honestly,
With your
like
shirt off.
if that happened, I don't think it would have been reported. I think it usually been told to leave. Like, I don't think anyone would like really
Oh
report you
yeah,
at my
she
school. It's
had to have
like,
a one-on-one meeting with the dean to like bait, which is like the equivalent of like a deacon or a pastor at the university, and be like, confess all your shit and then repent of it.
wow, Lauren, you're a survivor. That's like I just couldn't imagine that being my college experience. I do remember you telling me a little bit about it when you were in college, because I think I was like, oh, I want to come visit you, and then you told me all your rules. I was like, I
It's
won't.
not a
Like
fun
I
visit.
was like, I'm good. Like, damn, we can't do nothing. I can't drink and do nothing. Like, oh, fuck that.
No, it would
I was trying to turn up.
be. Yeah, nothing about that. And I remember if you had come visit me, even at that time, because if you could go to Little Rock, and because the county of the university was also dry county, so there was nowhere to drink there. And so you would go to Little Rock and you can go out. But I was always terrified of going out when I was in Arkansas because I was afraid that I was going to get reported. Like if someone was out seeing me drinking.
Oh my God. What? I couldn't imagine being a snitch like that. Like, I would not care. Like, okay, whatever.
Honestly, I don't know who the snitches were because you're not in the same spaces, but that fear exists, and that's the whole point. So,
Oh my
but also I
God.
knew people that got kicked out. That was the other thing.
For drinking and stuff?
Well, what would happen was, sorry, this is my last tangent.
No, I'm, this is
There would be
interesting.
parties, and then someone would get mad at the other, and then they would like report someone of like, oh, so and so was out. I saw them, like.
Salem? Oh my God. Like what? Like that's so like, oh, you vexed me. She's a witch. Like, what is your problem? Like you loser. You fucking virgin. I mean that derogatorily. I know you were proud of it, but you're a fucking virgin.
Yeah,
Okay.
but those were certain kinds of people at Harding that were like the partiers. I was not. Surprise, surprise, I wasn't invited to the cool parties even in college.
Sam.
Oh, but it's okay. I grew out of it. Okay. Back to Degrassi. The bus has arrived back to Degrassi. Anya and Sav are confronting each other a little bit about what happened. And Allie is like, listen, this is stupid. What you did and what I did is essentially the same. And we're done with this double standard. It's fucked up.
Yeah, it
Sav is
is
like,
though.
ah, damn, my losing of my virginity storyline is getting fucked up.
Oh,
Just
still a
like, just,
virgin. Oh.
meh, meh. Our last scene at uni, Emma and Manny confront Kelly and they're like, listen, bruv, okay, what's up with you? Why are you so nice and considerate? And he's like, listen,
Those
I'm
girls are
just.
damaged. They are broken.
But also, like, the way that, like, the nice guy in college, oh God, who always in it, because there would be nice guys at fucking Harding that were fucking douchebags.
Oh, I
They're the
definitely
night.
knew there was like when I was studying abroad, there was one nice guy in our cohort. He actually wasn't a douche, he was quite nice. But like everyone thought he had a crush on him on them because he was so nice. It was like, I think he has a
Aww.
crush on him. It was like, but the thing is, I never had a crush on him, but I was like, does he like me? I feel like he likes me. But he just was like really nice to everyone.
I also feel like that's such freshman year as well. Like freshman and sophomore year is like, okay, there's a boy. Because I think for us as well, like the two of us, we didn't have a ton of like guy friends in our friend group in high school. So going to college, I was like, they're talking to me. What does that mean? Do they like me? Do they like me? Or do they just like me as a friend? It
Oh,
was
I
hard for me to
still.
navigate. I remember freshman year because I was like,
Sorry, go ahead.
no, go ahead.
No, I still live like that. If I go get a coffee, I'm just like, this barista still loves me. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like, don't fall in love with me. Like I'll have a
Don't,
chai
don't do
latte with oat milk, but like, whatever you. Next time I go to a cafe, I'm like, I have a chai latte with oat milk. Whatever you do, don't fall in love with me.
Oh, and you know how like every coffee shop now, every independent, like even a Starbucks, like everything is like super. Okay, am I wrong to say that every coffee shop is staffed with like sex positive, like encouraging people?
At least here every cafe is stuff. I think you're describing queer people. Everyone's gay at the coffee shop. Like
Yes,
I feel like that's just like
yes.
everyone here is queer, which is why also
Yes.
saying that, like, don't fall in love with me. Like they might though.
So I remember when I was in Portland and someone like I got there maybe 8 a.m. No one else was in the like coffee shop. It was like a higher end Panera Bread type place. And this one person who's working in the back sees my tattoo and is like, "Oh my gosh, I love your Phoenix tattoo." And I was like, "Thank you." And then when I tell you, I got back to back like five compliments, and I was like, "I'm sorry. Is everyone in love with me?"
Like, am I hot in Portland?
Am I living? That's listen. When I tell you, I'm like, give you need a confidence boost. Go into an independent roasting coffee shop. They will
Yeah.
hype you up. Not a
They'll hype you
Starbucks is
up.
less reliable, but independent, definitely.
They'll hype you up. They'll like just be really like nice to you. Be like, yeah, I hope you have a killer day. I'm just like, yeah, thank you. I do too. I hope I
Yes.
do. That was like my goal today was to have a killer day.
Yes.
How'd you how do you know he loves me?
They see me.
They do.
They see to hear,
They
right
do. They
here,
do.
and that's why I know that they love me. And that's what Mr. Kelly is giving. And the girls are falling for it hard. And he's like, "Listen, I thought we had a deal, like no dating roommate situation. But yeah, if that rule wasn't in place, I guess that I could be into one of you." And I'm like, he knows what he's saying. He's trying to play it dumb, but he knows exactly what he's saying. He's trying to have the girls fighting for him because he's a white boy with a name like Kelly, and he's sensitive presenting. Nice presenting, and he knows he can get all the girlies. He's about to have Liberty saying, "I got a white boy on my roster." That's him.
No, it is
That's him.
him. That is him.
He
Also,
probably ruined my
Emma
credit.
still doesn't have a character. What's going on here? I'm like, what is Emma doing? Like, I don't know. It's like, I'm send her away. I'm over. Over
You gone?
it.
Okay, last scene. At Degrassi, Sav and Anya are meeting in the hallway. Danny's giving Sav a pep talk. He's like, "Listen, I know Anya's not returning her calls, but it's gonna be fine. You guys break up every 5 seconds anyway. She's just gonna come up to you today and be like, 'Let's get back together.'" He sees Anya approaching, and her, like, she is giving not Elle Woods. Who's the girl from Clueless? What's her name?
Oh,
Cher.
share.
She's giving Cher meets Gossip Girl realness of a sweater vest, a yellow Argyle sweater vest, but cropped with a white button down underneath, a cropped pleated skirt, a big ass costume jewelry from Claire's matching the fit, along with matching sunglasses on top. And all this to do what? To break up with Sav.
I mean, you got to have a fit on when you're gonna break up with someone. You can't be looking lousy.
Yes. And she's like, "Listen, I have gathered up all your things into this box. Everything you've ever given me, anything that means anything about you is in this box right here, and I'm giving it back to you. You are now my ex." And he's dumb as hell because he's like, I'm sorry. It's okay. We can wait. We don't have to have sex." And this dumbass doesn't even realize it's not about the sex.
It's not about the sex. The sex don't mean a thing.
And then she had this moment where she's like, "Women and men are equal." And he's like, "Yeah, I got it." I feel like she practiced this statement beforehand. And she was like, "I'm gonna tell him about feminism. He doesn't get it." And she something like tells him, and then he's like, Yeah, got it. Men and women are equal. Yeah. Why aren't we together?" Well, Sav, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late. Yep, and lost. And it's time to get over it.
Yeah.
But that's it.
So great episode. I actually really enjoyed it. Did you have a song for this?
I do. I thought of it midway through when I feel like a lot of people are giving mixed signals in this episode. So I chose none other than "Hot and Cold" by Miss Katy Perry.
Ooh, that's a good song. I used to love that song. Yeah, Katy Perry used to be like such a huge deal, and then she just wasn't.
We really were like, wow, we're in a new era of pop with these fucking cupcakes and
She back to back hits this
rainbows.
girl, and just like, and then she just stopped. It was crazy. That's a good one. I decided to go with "Teardrops on My Guitar" by Taylor Swift because I think is what Sav will be doing later.
You know he will. He'll be like doing like a an emo ver a like an actual emo version of that song he was singing earlier.
Yeah,
Wow.
the
Wow.
Anya.
What a journey.
A journey. Yes, that was so much fun. I like these episodes. I'm really getting into season eight. Like, it's good.
Same.
Next up, so we're gonna have a singlet next time because there's a two-parter coming up for 8 and 9. So for 7, we're gonna do one episode. Money for Nothing. Holly J is desperate to keep her queen bee status after learning her parents are having financial difficulties. Meanwhile, Peter's mom, Ms. Hatzilakos, unexpectedly drops in for a visit. She stays in his pad, while she's in town, and Peter quickly discovers that his life isn't so rad with mom around. Pad, rad. Like, okay, who wrote that?
Good,
Are
probably
you
Peter.
a fucking boomer? Yeah, I like the season.
It is. It's
It's cute.
fresh. It's cute. It's exciting, and I'm very like I'm invested. I feel like it's I'm I feel like I like I'm like we're talking about things, and it's like we're openly being like, are they gonna have sex? Are they talking about having sex? I like that. So
Yeah, I'm having fun.
yeah.
Stay tuned as we continue through the season. Be sure to hit us up on our Instagram. We also have something waiting in the wings as well. I'm just gonna tease it because it's gonna make me do the work I'm supposed to be
Yes.
doing. That you'll be seeing hopefully very soon. Stay tuned though. Lauren, do you have anything else you want to say or to plug?
No, but I'm this is the la no, we'll have one more episode with me in the States, and then I'm back to China. So I'm feeling reinvigorated about sharing my life in China. So if you guys are interested in following that, you can follow me on Instagram at Lauren's China Life.
And you
Yeah.
should. Lauren is always doing really neat stuff in China, trying new
Thanks.
foods, cooking, going to cool places. Yeah, your life in China looks very fun.
Thanks. And I'm like excited to have that fun life again. I was in a little bit of a depressive, you know, zero COVID funk, and I feel like I'm excited to go back and not have that exact situation again. So excited to share it.
Awesome. I love this. But thank you all so much for listening. And as always, we will catch you later, Broomheads.
Bye, broomheads.